Maine.
Hello. Miss Yim?
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Who's their phone?
Sensory. Reading response.
Aceified it. Rock.
What up, Juggalo?
All right.
Oh,
you woke up
Dumbtown. Yeah, that's stupid.
Oops. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Bad idea.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry.
Candy Rabbit.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
Sit down and shut.
That's so wimpy. Come on.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous.
What? I saw at least 4 feet.
Whoa. That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me in my genitalia.
Going back. Driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
He had, like,
there's a punch!
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she hold
him in the mansion? Yanked off the air yesterday. Followed by
Omar. Well, I know that. They bring the air cold.
Aviento.
I was offended.
Siegel often draws at the expense of others.
No one's knew the selfie before.
Surely enough to get a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right away.
He lost the line when he started laughing.
Lost me back.
How funny is that?
That's pretty funny. I'm still not sure what happened.
Arts. Fun.
Whoa!
I'm not incompetent.
You're incompetent. You better know.
Don't tell
my
no.
Oh, damn. Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
What's my book?
I'm about as politically correct as a turd in a punch bowl.
That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for Employee of the Month? The man who won.
What is this, Eva?
Chugga maluminate, connect. Habaloo, commit. Bye to Texas, you the UT of Texas. Goodbye to Earth, and why, Lord? Good luck to them, the old Texas Aces. They is the boys who knows how to fight. Eyes of Texas is a ploy. That is the song they sang so well. It sound like hell. Out to Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here. Chicka wigga bone. Chicka digga doo. Hugga doo doo. What in the world did that mean?
In the morning, phone number for everything, 866-2-ELIOT, 866-235-68. Hello, class.
Hi.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good night?
Watch the Jeff Ross thing.
Oh, right.
Very funny.
Isn't it hysterical?
I was nervous for him, but it was very funny.
Why were you nervous for him?
Because
cameras everywhere.
I'm
like I'm going into a prison.
Yeah, and a greater chance of infamy.
Well, now, keep in mind, in order his special, you know, they had to be on good behavior for a month.
Yeah, not that Frank guy, though. They let him come.
That's all
he
right.
He was the one that...
Do you like the guy with the swastikas all over his stomach? Did that guy say he was doing 27 years? How long he said he was in for? But I want to say it was 20. Well, I don't want to ruin the special after him. Oh, boy, is that uncomfortable. But he shows a special. Oh, it's so good. It is so good.
Yeah, I was a little bit of uneasiness for him.
Jeff Ross will be on with us a little bit later on in his comedy Saturday night. It'll premiere on Comedy Central. It's great. And he did it at at Brazos County Jail in Texas. There's one thing that I was reading though. Do you think this is true? Where first when he walks out, he the prison orange top on. And he takes it off real quick. He's just like in his regular. He does. He rips it down the middle. I think it's true, and I saw it. But he was talking about how the guards told him he couldn't because he jumpsuit the whole time, like the prison jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Oh no! In case a riot breaks out, we want to be able to find you immediately."
Leave that.
So you think there's truth,
or do you think the guards were just screwing with him?
I don't think the guards were. I don't think they were in the screw with them mode.
No.
There were a couple of times he told some jokes. I was like, man, the guards cannot be.
And I was also thinking, too, like, is he going to pick the wrong person to,
yeah,
like,
he did. The guy comment. With the swastika is all over.
Like, they were laughing, but in the back of their heads, they were like, yeah, I would kill that guy. And
you think the guy with the swastika is the Jewish comedian making fun of him?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
oh, sure, he laughed.
He's one.
And then probably cracked a couple
times. Exactly, but I was thinking, like, what if he does the wrong thing to the wrong inmate? Like, don't talk about my mother. Like, what if he says something?
Even though you run the risk.
I know. Hey, you wanted to be roasted. You stood up.
It is good, though. It is. Oh, well, by the way, that'll make our very easy transition on my inmates up in New York.
I guess that woman that they were closely investigating, the 51, had agreed initially to drive some sort of getaway vehicle
right.
for them. But
I
then
do
said,
feel like it's important to point out that she's not...
Husband works there at the facility.
Yes, very, very much so.
But I guess she backed.
She was supposed to drive the getaway car.
She said she was
panic attack
talking about that. But yeah.
But now has she being involved in helping them plan their escape and like getting them stuff? Or she just copped to I was going to drive for them, but I had to pay went to the hospital.
I mean, obviously they still believe that was part of the plot, but they're still looking into her.
And so then they moved to Willsboro because there was the report. Break into a house in Willsboro? House broke into.
Well, the borough was the area.
Or Hillsboro,
where,
sorry.
Where the people were walking down the road. Somebody drive area where
right.
you wouldn't expect to see on the road. And when the car approached them, they went tearing off into the
woods.
They
hauled woods. I did hear them on the news, somebody who lives in that area, who said that, I mean, you could just... And nobody would even know. One guy they talked to said, I can't tell you how many times I've crossed the border into Canada on accident, not even realizing I'd crossed the border, because it's not like there's like a big, like in Detroit to get across, or the same thing going into, like,
yeah.
same thing there. So I guess you could just walk into, I had no idea that you just walk right into Canada.
Hillsboro, where the, that line of cops was?
Yes.
Yes.
And they were like, all right, start walking
got, like,
into the 400, woods.
400 cops looking for him, right?
One line.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the one, like they're lining the strike, go, and then they just all start walking together into the brush?
Yeah.
Was that
yeah.
them where they're, where
That's
you...
That's terrifying.
Where you see...
I see them. That would be my biggest fear.
Hey, what's that?
Something, hold on. And hope somebody else... No, but you're right. That wall of cops, and when they start walking into the brush, holy cooly. Scary as hell. Have they slept yet?
Oh, yeah. A little. I mean...
One down?
I would, yeah, I don't same time.
So they're both not going to sleep?
No, I wouldn't think so.
So they're one up, one down, sleeping. They can't be sleeping much. How are they eating?
I don't know.
Or do you think they have like a I'm starving headache? That would be my thing. I'd be like, man, I haven't eaten.
It's great to be with this in this situation.
Oh, do you know how annoying I would be?
Shut up.
No, you can't talk, Diane. You can't talk.
Shut up.
You can't talk. It
Period?
All has, no.
How do you
no,
negotiate
no.
who's staying up and who's sleeping?
Like this, watch.
walk.
No, you gotta be quiet. You don't want to tip yourself off. You see the wall of cops that are walking through the grass? I know.
Assuming that their right area, the wall of cops is walking towards.
By the way, they may not even be in Willsboro. They may not even be there at all. You guys that were walking down the street to me. Like, they don't. They have no idea that it was a height. It was just.
That was the first guys who saw them in the backyard.
Yeah, guys out by where the prison is. And I did see there are three people concerned. This gets me into Tyler's mindset. There are three people that are very, very concerned for the now. One is the woman who dicked him on the getaway car. So now she's concerned that she. So I did see that to police, but her friends did, of how she and the husband both are now concerned because part of the getaway plan was with her getaway car, popped out of that manhole, and they're like,
where is she?
Where the hell is the ride? So I'm just at her. Then there's one guy, and I believe is somebody who testified an inmate, but it was his testimony that put that guy in. I'm sure there were other witnesses to everything that went on. But it was his testimony that they said that was crucial in him getting the life sentence. He's petrified.
Of course.
He's like, holy crap. And he's out. So he's outside. And so he said where he is. The inmate, the well-hung guy, probably knows
somebody
where he is.
Somebody will give him his address.
And isn't one of them, I don't know which one it is. I don't know if it's a Big Peen or the other.
That detail yesterday almost turned the story into...
Well, that's how serious
as it is.
Yes.
That's how they're being described in real publications.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real, not just blogs.
No, the New York Times refers to him as well hung and well endowed. They don't call him Big Peen, but yeah, everybody refers to him as having a big penis. But the,
it wouldn't be so funny if I was living near them. Ha ha, NYT.
They could be here. They could be, that's what Governor Cuomo's telling you. They could be anywhere.
Understood.
But yeah, if I lived in that area, Laura, I would probably be less as large as penises. I'm concerned with locking everything up.
Remember when you said, oh, send the kids to school. There's no problems.
They didn't go outside for recess.
I know, but I mean, you were long gone. No, they ain't.
40 miles. If they're in Willsboro, miles gone.
Yeah, so is there a third?
Yeah, the third person is, third. And I don't know if it's the prisoner with the great big wang or if it's the other one. But I guess he has a kid, if it's a wife or if there's or whatever it is. But that family's concerned that he's going to come back and try it. Apparently, the kid was told the son is. I believe he's older. I think he's like. I may be wrong about. It. Was talking about how when he was younger, dad used to talk about. He told him the whole story. How he dismembered that guy. How he killed somebody. Like the whole thing. So they're concerned, I don't know if it's so much for their safety, other than, but they're like, we don't want him to come, like, family's gonna help him. We don't want him anywhere around. Cause then we have no, to make sure we're safe and take care of ourselves. So you got the family, you testified against them.
That's me.
And then,
no, that would never actually be me.
No, cause you would have never testified.
No, if you're, so no. Prove your case state without me.
And then was afraid because she was their ride, and she wasn't there.
Well, that's the one where the speaking out saying, "Oh, she never would have done anything like that." My mother is.
She told the police she was supposed to be in the getaway car.
Probably like, Mom,
I can't trust that kid.
Why don't
now?
You tell me that before I go on camera.
Now I don't know how old that kid is, but
he's in the military.
Oh, so he's older also.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good. Do we think he's or they are in Willsboro? Or do you think that's just a case of two guys that were... Because I feel like you're going to see it where...
Escapees?
But two guys that are just randomly, like, walking through an area. It could be anybody. Tyler and Ode in just some remote area.
Why do you flee if a car...
I'm nervous by nature.
What are you doing out here in the middle of nowhere?
Nanya.
Okay.
Nervous by nature. Nervous nature was the left group. Out of New Jersey.
Wait, what video are you watching there? What is that?
That's the wall of cops. Willsboro. Oh,
yeah. Okay, I was like driving and saw them.
It is. It's someone driving, filming
no,
the
I
wall of cops.
Somebody who driving and saw like, oh, the young guy and his buddy. I know, it's so obsessed with a prison escapee. And you're right. It's terrifying. It's not hysterical. You know why? Because it feels like such a movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Governor Cuomo will remind you, this is not a movie.
Nope.
This is real life. And I get that. And you're right. I probably wouldn't look at myself. We had the guy that escaped here from what, like 20 miles up the road. It was less than that. Road. Oh. And I was obsessed. Yeah, you can't help yourself.
What was that?
The guy running around here.
The guy at a Fairfax.
Yeah, but wasn't he in lockup over?
No, I thought he was like Fairfax County.
Who was or the guy
I would have been it. Was I not at work a day?
Wait, no.
I would have stayed home.
Who was the guy that got out of Seven Locks?
When?
Too long ago?
I'm leaving.
I gotta go.
Wasn't there a guy that got out of set of...
Was it well hung? The only story is that I'm paying attention to.
Do I have that wrong?
I need important details like that.
You're not talking about the guy from the hospital.
No, I am talking about him, but you're right. He was reported to the hospital. Where was he from when he was being transported, though?
He was like Alexandria City Jail.
Okay, so it wasn't him. There was somebody that got out of...
It wasn't he.
I don't know. Now I can't keep him all straight. Out of Seven Locks. There was some... No, Diane,
like, like, within the last few months? 15 years ago.
No. Recently.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, was there a day I seemed extra scared? Like, more so than usual?
No, there was busted out of Seven Locks. I'm telling you, it was in the last 6 months.
Elliot, my card. Rolling my window down. Can you come and open the garage for me? What's happening? People are Cuomo is almost sort of
right.
This is what into.
Yes.
Well, it's not a movie.
It's real life.
That.
It's real life. But you can't help yourself. You don't think he's even doing the same thing?
What are you doing? What?
They're all into it.
They're also looking out of their windows.
No, they said just lock your door.
Okay. That eases the fears of having two escaped murderers out there. And it's not like they have not...
You down with OPP? That's nervous by nature. Oh.
By nature is from West Jersey. The nice part.
All right, listen up that we got to get through today. So let a quick break. We'll come back. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Elliot Ng. 102. Weekdays after Elliot's, it's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Even the world.
We're probably 102 commercial-free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
102. Richmond's alternative.
Richmond Traffic Center.
We'll start the Wednesday commute with trouble on 85 North, Route 703 and 460, left lane blocked. Stalled vehicle on 95 southbound in Prince George between the courts. No worries, 64 and 295. Side streets running with no delays.
This report is being brought to you by your local Nationwide agent, Bill Hand.
Get the exact coverage you need at the right price for you. Your local Nationwide will make sure your insurance keeps up. Call your local Nationwide agent, Bill Hen, in Petersburg today.
Switching banks can be a hassle. Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. And here's the biggie, the Rewards Debit Card. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over $1. Yeah, battery swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. First Capital Bank. It's you, your money, work. Member FDIC.
This is Freddy. Freddy's the father of 4 young boys.
They're good.
Beasts. That's why Freddy does not enjoy waiting rooms.
At the doctor's office, they tipped over the fish tank and may have chewed a hole in the wall.
Proud moments, eh? That's why Great Clips has online check-in. So frazzled Freddy can check salon wait times and add the boys' names to the list at greatclips.com or with the clips will be waiting for them, not the other way around.
They need to untie me first to get to my phone.
Precious little savages. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
New magic powder with maximum strength provides relief for foot irritation and control. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eater's medicated powder stops the odor, stops the...
School of Rock is now open in mid-guitar, bass, drums, vocals, and keys, along with performance rehearsals. Rock out with other students weekly. Now enrolling for the Midlothian, midlothian.schoolofrock.shortpump.schoolofrock.com.
Listen up, Richmond teens. Stomp out bully or teen leaders 13 to 20 old to stop bullying. Are you with us? Have excellent grades? Are you a born leader? Want a difference in your school and can stomp out bullying? Stony Point Fashion Park, and iHeartMedia to help to learn more about becoming a teen ambassador. StompOutBullying.org. That's StompOutBullying.org. Application is June 30th and 30th. Visit us on...
Hey, boss, I've been working hard on the new marketing campaign. We're going to crush Diamonds Direct with this. Look, our customers are tweeting like crazy. Here's one guy saying how he bought his wife's anniversary gift here.
Yeah, what's that other part?
Hashtag, I should have gone to Diamonds.
Hashtag.
Oh, wait, look at this one. They love the engagement ring she got here, see?
Oh, good. Wait a minute, another hash brown.
Hashtag, sir.
Hashtag, right. Could have gotten her a bigger diamond than Diamonds Direct. Hashtag, overpaid. This thing is going to kill us.
Don't take chances. If you want a ring she'll post, go to Diamonds Direct. Bigger, better quality diamonds for less. And all the designer rings girls love to show off. Corey, Viraggio, Simon G, and more. Diamonds Direct, Richmond's direct pop, West Broad Village.
Ooh, here's one. He says our store was the best.
Hashtag direct.
Ugh, you twit.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Morning, I like a croissant with...
Try a croissant sandwich.
Croissant.
Now say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh, no, that's boring.
Kids, which is $4, only at Burger King.
Welcome to AutoZone.
What is AutoZone?
Well, AutoZone is the best place for thousands of brand parts, a full selection of chemical and functional fluids, and friendly, helpful advice if you need it.
Help and advice satisfactory. We require course correction. We seek also snacks.
Stay cool on your school. $5 on a 20-ounce can of AC Pro Premium refrigerant with hose engage. Restrictions.
Summer's in full swing at Capital Ale House. Summer beers from Virginia's favorite craft brewers are on tap. Dine outside on Capital Ale House. Kitchen is open late M. Spend the summer at Capital Ale House. Townsbrook in Midlothian. More at CapitalAleHouse.com.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today. Nobody beats the insurance.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Busy one today, like we mentioned, they're on with us. He does have a special that'll air here. Brand new Comedy Central special will air Saturday night that he did at the Brazos County Jail down in Texas. So I look forward to talking to Jim Ron. By the way, if you're looking tomorrow, scheduling your day, Bert Kreischer will be. Oh, do we need to buy beer for tomorrow?
I'd say so.
Yeah, I feel like we need that. And he's going to have a long flight.
What about his whiskey?
He said something when he was on the phone with us.
Oh, no.
I think he said a nice IPA.
Did he?
I'll go back and let Lee.
But we got to get
he put it in order.
All right, so fill up the cooler for tomorrow. Ice those down. Make it good. Bert doesn't want them warm. Mm-mm. He's probably just getting on that plane in Hawaii right now to start his track. Anyway, let's not get too stuff. Jeff Ross will be on with us later on this morning. Kreischer is also this morning. Another person to win our trip to the Austin Interval. We give that grand prize trip away on Friday. So we'll qualify another person to win that. Do have Chris Cornell. And more tickets for you to go see Third Eye Blind with Dashboard Confessional. A lot of stories that we got to get through today. Stuff that we got to get through today. Diane. Let's get news, please.
White House briefing room in the West QA'd yesterday after came in. The incident, which happened in the middle of the briefing, came just after a Senate office building had its own bomb threat scare. There were actually two scares that were being investigated on Capitol Hill. Metropolitan Police receiving the White House via phone at about 1:53. Briefing room, a precautionary measure, was House evacuated. Here's White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is a Secret Service based on information. I don't know how long it took for that information to be transmitted to the Secret Division to be made to evacuate the room. Evacuation was conducted to protect the safety of all of us.
The whole thing as it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I was at home doing some work and had the TV on. So they were showing all of them having to leave and then they were gone and then, what's the press guy's name?
Josh Earnest.
Yeah. Big Royals fan. Drink it out of his Kansas City Royals. I give him all the credit in the world because every person in that talk after they were allowed back in was such a whiny, crybaby piece of garbage.
What do you mean?
Well, it was in your office, were you sheltered in place? And he was like, no, but I went to my office. Well, all the way over to the OEOB, the old executive office building. Why wasn't the White House? Look at how the problem. He's like, listen, the Secret Service came in, or told us to evacuate. We all evacuated. You guys went that way. And that's it. If you have any questions, why did it take so long? And I wanted him to go, you know what? Why don't you just eat me? The Secret Service said to do it. We did it. Did they move the president? No, he was on the White House grounds. Well, with the proximity of the press room to where he is. And then they got into the whole what-if game. Well, it would have blown up. I want to be, well, what if he just kicks your ass right out of this press room? Every such a bitch. And then, because I guess they moved him twice, the press, like a driveway on the other side of the West Wing, into the old executive office. If Ernest was lying or not, he was like, oh, they put you in there so you'd be cooler. And the woman was like, you didn't move us in there. There was something serious, but why didn't they move the? And I was like, Jesus, woman, shut your freaking pie hole. Like, what are you? Ask the Secret Service. If you don't like these answers, ask the Secret Service, and they would keep screaming at him. And he would go, listen, I'll answer you, but everybody's screaming, and they're all just barking at him. And he would just, and you could tell he was getting pissed. He'd pick up that Royals little sit, put it down. And I was like, dude, just kick them all out. Just tell every last one of them, quit your effing whining. Like, you were told to shut your mouth and leave. And then one of them could see that they took a T-shirt and hung it up over one of the cameras so that you wouldn't be able to understand why they did, because the rest of the cat of like the dogs walking through the press briefing room, it's, I think it's, I don't know what his name is, Dick, who works for ABC. He was like, well, those aren't your cameras. Those are ours. Be like, I don't know, dude. There was a bomb threat. What the hell do you, those aren't your cameras. Why did you try to bang? I mean, like, why don't you say, what a douchebag that guy was. All of them, every last one of them was so just baby.
Side story, President Obama's former press secretary, Robert Gibbs, just got a sweet job at McDonald's, y'all.
From being the press secretary, the president.
He is not working behind
the information officer at McDonald's.
PR chief. I bet that pay.
So what does he do? He puts out a press release and says, oh, you know what? McCafe Friday.
Executive vice president and global chief communications officer. You don't think that's a good job for McDonald's?
He went from being the
spokesperson. He stepped down because he wanted. This was several years ago. He stepped down. It's not like, well,
God, that just seems like such a.
That being the press secretary for the president to me, and only, you know, here and there, and seeing the crap that they talk about being a 24-hour job, that's got to be.
Oh, I bet it's awesome. I bet it's great.
They did a thing. God, was it PBS?
You got to be Royals.
I can't remember who special, but it was the interviews over the years.
Right.
Probably, like, I think they even talked to people who were, like, was it Pierre Salinger who was going back? And they just talk about a 24-hour job. Like, you never get downtime when you're on that job.
Yeah. You got the greatest job in the world.
Gibbs at a freaking Halloween. You got work. You are helping run this country.
But you know everything.
Well, yeah, but you can't live under that pressure for that long.
I could. I'd be good at that job. I would, because I'd shut every one of them a. What are you barking at? Mm-hmm. Out. I treat them like school kids.
John Kerry appears to be doing better, tweeting out a caption, feeling good a week after he got today with at Ambassador Rice and at State Department senior team, the 10 years there at Mass.
So he's still hospitalized.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they expected him to beeps at the hospital for quite a huge amount of time, but he's recovering for sure after having that bad bicycle accident. Lately is soon going to offer hourly employees some of the same perks that its salaried workers get, among time and reimbursements for tuition costs. A spokesperson saying the changes will go into effect. Elephant Auto Insurance adding more than 1,100 jobs at its Henrico County headquarters. Also going to throw in another to expand that operation. That office has been growing a lot, because when you look back to March, they only had 3 employees.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good for them.
D.C.'s first cat cafe, Crumbs and Whiskers, has set its opening date for June 20th. O Street in Georgia.
Grand opening. Are you going to go?
It's not the grand opening. I like to let them work out the kinks.
Right.
Like a week or two.
Are you going to go?
Like by the campaign. Originals, and it raised more than $36,000 in the allotted amount of time.
And it opens, I'm sorry, when?
Of June.
Why don't sure, let me hear it.
Do they make it 12 months? I've got no.
Make it 12 months and then become profitable?
No, I'm
talking
about...
plenty of big companies that operate...
No,
profitable.
With their doors open, like it's out of business. Yes.
I'll give him 12 months.
In Georgetown.
I'll give him 12 months.
So you're going to take the over?
Sure.
I'll take the under.
About
bragging rights.
I don't know. I feel like that's the gateway.
I call
the gateway.
That cat cafe, y'all.
Bragging rights are the gateway. The slot machines, and then I'll be at the tables.
Man in Fairfax County, Virginia, had a raccoon the other day. According to the police report, it happened on King's area. And they said the cut from the rabid raccoon's bite was almost a foot long.
Oh, my God, God. So that got a pretty good.
Animal was apparently shot, the sir.
Right.
So testing confirmed it had rabies. He is currently undergoing.
Worst animal story yesterday, and I today I'd wear out of. Where was the person with the toilet that had the massive iguana in it?
Oh, I know that. The iguana did not.
My God. That
they were
thing
saying,
is enormous. It's in their toilet.
God, what is, we cannot get this toilet to work right or it won't stop.
No, I'll tell you why. Because you essentially have like a 40-foot iguana.
That big?
It's not 40 feet, but it's huge. It was massive.
Florida.
I'll tell you what. It was the house and called for help. Somebody, but no, flipped out.
Yeah, so you see the picture. They've got like the old Roto-Rooter snake in there.
Freaking the whole bowl.
The woman said she heard the plumber scream. 18 inches.
It's enormous, though. Look at the body on that thing.
I know.
That is huge.
Other news today. Houston announced a special show that's going to be going on the, along with Third Eye Girl and Judith Hill. Part of the entertainment. Those tickets tomorrow at noon via Live Nation.
It shows this weekend?
The 14th, yeah.
No ass. Are you serious?
Yeah.
This blurb yesterday that said that it was like right now.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Tomorrow at noon. Live, and then Live Nation.
And then the show is on
Sunday.
If he has time, we sell them.
That's a nice small venue, though.
It's not that small.
Okay, I saw this was Verizon Center.
Understood. And he played Baltimore, obviously. And that was a much bigger venue as well. But at the club.
No, but that's still pretty steep.
It's very cool.
Are we going?
No. Low you on that what? List of people who are going to be able to get tickets.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, this is the Live Nation to not like me. Damn it. Damn it.
On a massive weekend for Jurassic World this weekend, they said it's been outpacing all of advanced ticket sales. I've heard $115 up to $120 million.
They're going
to
get my money this weekend.
Charlie Sheen, we told you, spent part of Monday night after calling 911. Paramedics were called. So I guess they ended up calling the fire station directly. Presumably they didn't want the 911. Had some bad clams.
Oh.
He did end up going to the hospital. Awards tonight with Brittany Snow and Aaron Andrews as your hosts.
Oh, I would like everybody to watch that tonight.
From Carrie Underwood, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, Jake Owen, Luke Bryan, Zach Brown Band, Thousand Horses. That Van Halen, David Lee Roth met as well.
Oh, you know what? I don't know the answer to that.
That's what David Lee Roth said.
I didn't know.
Several weeks ago. So we'll see if they end up showing up at the CMT Awards. World Soccer's governing body FIFA postponed the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup amid the current bribery. Host nation was originally set to be 17 earlier today. The Secretary General of FIFA announcing the news of the deciding process for now, obviously, with all of the turmoil within the organization. NBC Sports Executive playoff beards because of good looks. He says, let's get their faces out there. Let's talk about how young and attractive model citizens.
Oh, go to hell.
They are. Mark Lazarus, NBC Sports Chairman, said that.
It's ridiculous. It's tradition. Please. Oh, my God.
Game 4 of the Stanley Cup tonight in Chicago with the Lightning leading the Blackhawks 2-1. NBC Sports game tonight. LeBron James lead Cleveland to 96-91 win over Golden State last night. 2-1 series lead in the finals. So game 4 is tomorrow night. They're staying in Cleveland for that. Pistons looking into the possibility of Auburn Hills and moving into downtown Detroit.
I love this story. Love it.
So the first option would be sharing the new Red Wings. Second would be to tear down a half-built jail and instead build a new arena there. If not, the team will sever since 1978.
Right, but that's all part of that. It's Gilbert, the guy who owns the Quicken Loans guy, the guy who owns the Cavaliers, and one other dude who went in. We talked completely, really revitalizing and wanting to redo everything. And Pistons back down. I didn't realize they've been. I only know them as being in Auburn Hills,
mm-hmm.
But to get them downtown, I love that story.
Atlanta looking into the possible theft at the home of Falcons owner Arthur Blank the other night. They were sent to his home out of multiple iPads and a couple of Rolexes. The iPads are the ones that control several systems.
Like that alarm system.
Making this, his house had been under construction for a few months with movers and builders coming in and out. So obviously they're
nice
as well.
Too.
Giants rookie pitcher Chris Hessen threw a no-hitter last Mets. It was his first no-hitter ever and the first in baseball this year. Giants ended up winning that game 5-5-0. Nats to 1. The low of the bat of Bryce Harper, who hit his 20th home run of the season. They'll wrap up that series this afternoon. Also, the nation of Yankees great Mariano.
Love it. I hope he makes it.
Third attends Iona College.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
A lot of people were interested in him. I hope he makes it. He's a young kid.
Orioles shut out the Red Ones tonight, and that they have signed Rick Pitino to a contract extension that'll run through the 26th season. That adds four more years, and includes $7.5 million in retention bonuses a year starting in 2017. So if he stays through the end of that deal, end of the years old. That ends sports.
XL 102.
All right, let's go.
Strong can set the trip by streaming music right from your phone.
Yo, turn it up.
Strong can introduce you to roadside fare, like pickled pig's feet, thanks to helpful Yelp.
I can't believe you ate that.
And everyone back home wish they jumped in the back when they see all the photos.
140 likes.
Think what Strong can do for you.
All right, where are we going next?
TNT's network has the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T Remote Drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 8.0 when you buy a Samsung Galaxy S6 for zero down.
Limited time offer. Requires well-qualified credit. AT&T Next tablet with 2-year agreement. Both zero down requires well-qualified credit. Installment agreement of wireless service. Early termination. Other fees and restrictions apply. Visit a store for bundle requirements. Signal strength. Play LTE. Signal strength for now.
Elliot in the 102.
She gonna be mad. 866 to Elliot. 866 235 5. Call me. I give you a pair of tickets to go see Blinder with Dashboard Confessional. First time winners, tickets are yours. 882 Elliot. 862 first 68.
In the morning.
A stalled vehicle may slow you if you're heading 95 southbound in Portland and Carson exits. All vehicle on the right shoulder. No worry. 5, Chip and M288 are the current listings for stalled vehicles or collisions on the side streets.
It's the hot deals event only at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. You too can view the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia. Ranch in just a quarter mile past Shortcut Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right, grand off Silverados and Sierras. Up to 3 grand off Equinox and Terrain and Rain. And off all Malibus. Miles get 0 for 72 months. Plus, 2 grand off all 2015 Camaros. Up to 7 grand off Chevy Tahoe. Up to 6 grand off Acadia. 6,500 off new Enclave. Heat up your wallet while saving some cold hard cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmondRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
All discounts are dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and $1,388 per thousand finance on Camaros with approved credit.
This summer, the only for the best live music in Village. The Rock and Roll Summer Series at West this Saturday with live music from NXS tribute band Kick starting at 7 p.m. at the pad next to a loft hotel. West Broad Village has fun for everyone all with great shopping, dining, calendar of activities and events. Full of what's happening at WestBroadVillage.com.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is looking for ages of 21 to 54 that smoke wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in June. You could earn up to $100. Now register with us on our new consumeropinioncenter.com.
For more than 75 years, Geico has been helping people save money. To find out how much money you could save, Lucas.com. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or contact your local Geico office today. It could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize it would become your home. There's a place like it. It deserves protection just as special. I'll help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy for your home, so you'll know the place that gave you that right feeling will have protection. Plus, your Allstate has lots of ways to save, like claim-free extra savings every year you don't file a claim. That feeling you're having right now is that you should call an Allstate agent today.
Get help from someone who lives right near Boundary Richmond area Allstate agents today and save up to 25% when you add coverage for features optional. Coverage to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can get hands.
Tag, you're it. But this is no guarantee. And Trucktown offers you off all vehicles with a Chevy bonus tag now through the end of the month. Savings on top of Heritage price. Heritage Chevrolet, Chevrolet, HeritageChevrolet.com.
Your dad has done everything for you. So this Father's Day, give him the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge. We'll do everything for him. It's up to 4 hours of power in just 10 minutes and get going again soon. Plus, he'll be able to launch its 16-megapixel camera in less than a second, so he can take of his favorite kid, which is you. Visit Samsung.com/GS. Get everything he wants for Father's Day. Battery life based on estimated usage. Results may vary.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Summertime's blowing outside, and though it's Chelsea and I don't know what I'm doing, the sun is always in my eyes. It crashes through the windows, and I'm when I came to visit you, that's when I knew that I could never have you. Knew that before you did. Still I'm the one who's stupid, and there's this burning like there's always been wind. I've never been so alone, and I've never will I ever.
Play it in the morning. First time winners, here we go. 866-866-235-468. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, is this me?
It's you.
Elliot, what's up? This is Alejandro.
Alejandro, what's up, amigo?
How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. What'd you like?
I'm a firefighter, so I worked last night.
Well, I hope wherever you do your firefighting.
Eventually.
Oh, yeah. Good deal. All right, well, listen, dude, let me give you a pair of tickets. I'll send you to go see Third Eye Blind. They will be in concert. That show is Wednesday, so a week from tonight, you'll be able to go see them.
I was going to buy those tickets. You have helped me out so much.
Oh, Thank you. That's awesome. Happy to save you the money. Wait 1 second. Kaylee, you'll get some. Enjoy the show next Wednesday night, all right?
Thank you, Sally. Appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. Second. By the way, tonight, I believe, is all of our winners go backstage, but get to go see Mumford & Sons Soundcheck.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that show is tonight. All right, let me go to line six. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
Eric. Not too bad at all.
Good. What'd you do last night?
I went to a paint party, a little drinking, a little painting, and out in Arlington.
Oh, all right. Was it fun?
Oh, tons of fun.
Hey, can I ask you something about you and your wife?
Yeah.
Do either of you pronouncing this word? Do from trypophobia, trypophobia?
Not that I know of.
Would it be trypophobia? Exactly how you would pronounce that. T-R-Y, and then P-O is po. So trypophobia?
Doesn't sound at all.
I've never heard of it before. I could swear people suffer from it.
Huh.
And that seems really, really hot.
Tryptophan?
Tryptophan is getting tired from eating turkey.
And this is tryptophobia?
Well, I don't know if it's not trypto. T-R-Y-P-O. Or trypo.
Okay.
But trypo, 1 in 7 suffer from trypophobia. Never heard of it before. Fear of holes.
Fear of what?
Fear of holes.
Never.
I have never in my life heard of it. 7.
I don't know.
Doesn't that seem really, really high?
Is that walking down the street like one of those, you know, recessed storage areas? You know what I'm talking about?
Holes. Grates. That's the definite. I have no idea. The only hole that came to mind when I was reading that, where I'm trying to think of like, I'd be. Remember we talked about that map? Where it was what it was supposed to be used for. They were going to build a skyscraper, right? And they didn't know what to do with it, and they left just this big mess. Other than that, have you ever seen a hole and been like, "Whoa, I am scared of that"?
Now with like all the sinkholes, everyone talks about sinkholes and stuff popping up everywhere.
I can tell you,
more common now.
Fear that I'm going to be involved in any kind of sinkhole activity is zero. Never crosses my mind. Never think about it. See it on the news. You see a car out. That'll never happen to me. So yeah. I don't know that I could put sinkholes into that. But how is there so many people that are afraid about what this fear of us?
I mean,
you have some holes in your life where you'd be like, wow, I could fall in there and die.
I mean, they have, like tests to gauge your level of being uncomfortable looking at a photo.
A photo of a hole?
Well, it's like, it's different.
Are you talking about like a pothole? Like, what am I supposed to be afraid of?
Not a pothole. It's... God. Okay. Here's the 54 tryptophobics.
But are they all like overdone and over the top? A tryptophobic wouldn't that? If you have a fear of heights, and I take you to the tallest building in the world, yes, you would obviously be nervous. Or if
like
you
little
up on the
lotus
top of a
pod,
paint pod.
Lotus pod. It's like a flower, but it's got like the little holes. There's probably about like 30 little holes on it, and looks like there's a little bit.
I don't even know what that is. This is something I could fall in.
The Apple Watch home screen is coming up a lot for an image search. So there's a pattern of holes. Or holes in those actual holes, but it's not a big hole.
So it's not a fear of like I'm going to fall into it or trip or anything.
No, not
it's
at all.
It's just a hole.
No, because the Apple Watch is not a hole. They're
circles. Right.
Patterned kind of in a strange way. It's not like a stoplight where it's three uniform, one right out. It's sort of an arrangement of circles.
That seems so weird to me. Why would you have a fear of that?
Anything.
Fear of circles on a watch is going to cause you to have a phobia?
It is a weird pattern if you look at it long enough. I'm not afraid of it, but it's certainly, when you take it all in, you're like, oh, it sounds comfortable.
Yeah, these intense stretch marks make me uncomfortable.
Wait, stretch marks?
This is the fitness that will make you the
so
most...
So I got thinking about like a hole that I would fall into, yeah. Ground or grate or straight or something.
It's more like a weird
pattern. I can't picture like the Apple Watch.
Because all of the little apps on it are just the little dots in a row.
Okay, but I have apps on my phone now. That doesn't flip me out.
It's not like this.
Yeah.
Why would you have a
fear of the patterning or lack thereof?
So they're just haphazardly thrown on there. And that affects one in seven people.
The aesthetic. Yeah, I could see that bothering somebody.
Okay, because it's not
organized. It is organized.
I don't get it.
But it's still not a natural pattern.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you've got afraid to look at your watch, they're
yeah.
Well, don't get the Apple Watch. I don't think from this is getting something that causes them to have a panic attack.
All right. Hey, you're not Alejandro. What was your name? What was your name again?
Eric.
Hey, hold tight one second. Let me get you your tickets. All right, bro?
Awesome, man. Thanks.
You got it. One, line, two. Hi. Two,
hi. Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
Hi, this is Haley.
Yes.
Doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
So I totally have the phobia that you all are talking about.
Am I trypophobia? Trypophobia?
Honestly, I'm not quite sure the correct pronunciation, but I definitely have it. It's certain patterns that just completely give me the heebie.
So, like, I don't understand.
Like the photo of like the intense stretch marks, or
can I interrupt for a second? I don't know what intense stretch. Like, are you talking about on somebody's legs or like on their stomach?
Sure is. Is more intense than you have ever seen. You're thinking of like what typically might be like the purple sort of marks.
Right.
Thinking about.
Oh, well, that's exactly. That's gross.
That's awful.
That person got attacked.
And this is like the.
Never seen a lotus pod.
Yeah,
okay.
There's one even showing a skull of someone with like one eye still intact. That one's pretty gross.
That makes me uncomfortable. That one.
This entire BuzzFeed, when I flip through it, go for it.
You're afraid.
I don't even know.
Lotus pot.
Or does it just make you uncomfortable?
Because
some of these images make me uncomfortable.
It's a phobia.
Honestly, I would classify it more as a discomfort when a fear.
You have a minor. You don't have it bad where it's like ah. Or is it, if it makes you uncomfortable, it's just a minor fear of it.
I'd say it's more than just minor. Oh. I think I would start to see it. I'm like, oh my gosh. No. Even like at the ocean, some like the barnacle bottom of the thing, that's just, I don't know. I mean, that's not really holes, but it's kind of like the same concept.
I can't find an image
me sick.
I'm not the one in seven then.
Defined as a pathological fear. Based on biological revulsion rather than a learned cultural fear. Because it's not like there's a society.
Hey, thank you, ma'am.
Obviously, if you're afraid of sharks.
Okay.
Really, like, through movies or television or news stories, like you could see where that,
yes.
This is, there's a logical revulsion where it's just like, bam.
So your habit,
you're made nervous or
wigs like, you out.
Uncomfortable. And there, like Diane said, there's a take one. Because the Google image search is making I ate this morning not sit well.
I told you.
I couldn't say it.
The, does the Apple Watch bother you?
The Apple Watch does not. It's more the stuff that's freaking me out a little bit.
Does pods bother you?
I don't like them. It's just kind of like,
peas,
next image.
Peas in like a pod.
See, that doesn't bother me because that's not, to me, a peas in a pod is just a line. It's when they're arranged. Definition does say pattern or arrangement.
So what about the the stretch marks? That's just gross. It had to do with tryptophobia. That's just disgusting. But like the person who had like gravel on their knees, like from kneeling on the ground, and they got up and then you could temptations of the gravel. Does that bother?
Their minds. There's always like this pop up ad where you see someone's thumb. I hate that.
I do too.
Wait, what is
like their little tiny? Are they magnets or there's something in the skin that obviously been pressed in and then it's taken out and it's like the medical secret. Your kids, you don't.
This is the one. The one he's talking about showed you where it was like somebody had kneeled on frozen peas and it makes that weird indentation in like your knees.
Yeah, that's like kneeling on the ground.
That's similar to the photo that he's talking about. And we're meme up.
F is wrong with you.
And I never realized it. There was one that came a while ago where it was supposed to be like some worms living in this woman's breast and it was essentially like a manipulated lotus pod picture. Some little bugs coming.
Lotus pod is? Am I the only one that didn't know what a lotus pod? I have no idea what a lotus. I had no idea until I saw.
You might see it
looks like a.
Kind of. Yeah.
Which is another.
Oh, is it really?
I pulled up the BuzzFeed article she mentioned.
Look at this.
It's condensation on a bottle.
Okay.
The honeycomb, people don't like it.
Boo! What is that?
Coral. That doesn't sit well.
I don't like that either. Isn't
what is that? That's a woodpecker that pecked into a tree.
Acorns and woodpecker. Woodballs. It's just weird.
So, but
I could get over that.
But you don't feel like a.
Sandstone structures, no.
What is that?
Oh, it's a pancake. No,
with blueberry.
That wouldn't do it.
Does a strawberry bother you?
When strawberry, okay. What? Cantaloupe. Well, I've never thought that for cantaloupe, but no, that doesn't do it.
So you don't have it?
Oh, there's what she talked about, the child's skull. Maybe I didn't see the stretch mark.
That's just gross.
It's weird. Like, that's a strange picture of the kid's skull.
It haven't come out yet, though. Like, he hadn't lost his baby teeth.
I don't.
That's garlic.
Oh, yeah. No, that's bad.
There's the stretch mark.
Oh, my God. Where is it?
Where is it? Show the stretch mark. That's not agree. That's just disgusting. Got attacked? Yeah, there it is. That's gross. People don't know what it looks like. That person's tongue.
I do now. Well, that's Photoshopped. So that's a little, different. That's Photoshopped also. Those are all Photoshopped. I gotta find that ad. The one time I can't find it. I want to find it.
There's
pops up on every website.
Video pod cysts freak about how it's basically just being people's arms or whatever. Ugh. Because it gives me the willies.
So you have it too.
I guess I do. I'd never realized it.
I'm strong. Look at Kaylee's.
She has it?
And she thinks you're both pussies.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Except
so
for
you're
you.
The weirdo.
No, yeah. With the exception of the stretch marks, nothing on there made
suffering from a proposed phobia. No real medical dictionary.
This has never been given as a real phobia.
Oh, they've been like properly or professionally defined.
Oh, okay. Why those pictures bother you? They do. Why if somebody like kneeled on gravel? Those stretch marks ought to bother you. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a real thing. Dr. Jeremy, I read his article. It said 1 in 7 people have it. Jesus Christ, watch. Give me another line. People have it. I'm sitting next to one that's got it. Hi, garlic. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Yes, hi.
Hi, my name's Christina.
Yes, Christina.
I have that phobia.
See, you have it.
I definitely have it. I hadn't heard of it, and I typed it in Google when you were taking pictures that came up for Google Image. I immediately had to close my Safari on my phone.
So you've got it bad.
I didn't think so until now.
Like, even the picture of the strawberry, did that bother you?
No, strawberries don't bother me a lot to Tyler. Like, I didn't think, but
the flower, when it would come across my Facebook newsfeed, I had a stroke.
I've left.
And I can look at pictures of, like, blood and gore, but gore that bother me, but that totally gives me the chills.
I guess I'm just immune to the bad things.
Let's see, trypophobia.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, here's what I said in any scientific literature.
Mr. Jeremy Dean is recognizing it.
Although I've and written about in some publications and proposed, make some people skin crawl, shudder, feel itchy, experience panic attacks. Sweat,
Diane's got the itchy. Diane's got the itchy.
Sweat, palps. Some said the whole stinging gross, Kaylee. Or that something might be living inside those.
Kaylee, you may have this.
Do you think things are living inside the holes? Yes. See, I don't go that far, Kaylee.
Wait, what's living?
It's related, but I have a
the yes. You from, asked that is interesting.
Is that
you
weird?
The hell.
Never.
I just diagnosed you with having trypophobia.
I have to go to the doctor.
Oh, somebody
I do.
Sent
look,
the
I have
photo.
A hive on my chin.
Oh wait, what is? Wait, what?
That's the photo that's in the banner ad.
Okay, that doesn't bother me.
Ew, really?
There are two. Those are knees. I think there is one where you see a finger, but that's awful.
Nothing. That doesn't bother me.
What is
wait,
that?
What was,
I don't
what was
know.
That? What was that? Well, scroll up.
I can't see my
I'll
monitor.
Look at it. I'll look at it. Scroll up. Scroll up. A little more.
Ew.
Stop. What is that? It doesn't say what it is. Conflict within. That's who tweeted. Know what it is, though. I'll tell you what, doesn't bother me none. Diane breaking out.
My stomach does not feel right now.
Mine doesn't either. I'm starving.
Hi, Elon. Can we talk about kidney stones again?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Anna.
Hey, what's up, baby?
I just wanted to let you guys know that I can barely look at the, I have it really bad, but if you look up, like, the biological explanation for it, you were saying that things live. And so it's supposed to be, like, are we being poisonous that can, like, come out and cut you?
Oh, okay. I can buy into that. No. That at least makes a little bit of sense to me. I still don't understand why anybody would have this. That does make a little bit of sense to me.
When I see the pictures, I get that itching.
Right. Do you get up here? Diane's got Diane massive. Yeah, I can see
yet.
It. It's a little John Merrick-ish over there. All right, very good. I appreciate it.
Sure.
You got it. Line 6. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Good morning.
Kara.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I have a question for you.
Do any men suffer from this?
You know what? I just had the exact same thought. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, ma'am. You were saying?
Does it make them uncomfortable to see their room, like from being in the wall?
Diane?
No.
Tyler?
No.
No. The answer is no.
I think it's it's natural, but it's not natural.
Right. You want to be uncomfortable looking at skin, you ought to check out the hive growing on Diane's chin.
Yeah, go away.
That's a gem.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
This is me?
Yeah, hi. Hi.
I have trypophobia worse than everybody has called this morning.
Oh, here.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I literally have to pull over on the side of the road in order to get my two chemicals together.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And what?
Like everything. And so far, I've literally been, like, freaked out. Completely freaked out over it.
But, like, do you have trying to freak you out, but, like, does, like, a honeycomb bother you?
Yes, definitely.
What about a strawberry?
You can't even eat them anymore.
Are you with me, or if you're being serious?
Dead serious.
Like, do you have to throw things out?
My wife can't even buy strawberries.
I can't have them in the house. It's just too much.
It's just
what's
for me to freak out.
Are there any other food other than strawberry? The only reason I say strawberry is it was kind of in that little list of pictures that Tyler and Diane pulled up.
Yeah, strawberry, like Tyler said, garlic.
I was gonna say blackberries. The other one I was gonna say is like if you got a bunch of berries, got like that little pod hole on the bottom. Does that bother you?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's so bad, like nauseous. I can't. It's like that bad. Like she'll come in the house from lunch, you know, bring it home from lunch from our work,
right?
And, like in her container, and freak out.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Do you get hives? Diane's face is covered in hives
right
now.
No, I have one on my chin.
I get goosebumps and everything. I like I kicked out. I literally have to leave the house even if you don't step back.
If any more hives pop up on Diane's face, that's going to be the next example. I don't have any strength as anyone else. Like it's, and I did the DDP yoga workout yesterday was stand up. My mouth is very dry. I will during the break.
So you think you got it?
I definitely have some sort of adverse reaction to those photos, sure. But I feel like Kaylee's on the right track when she says normal person does. Comfortable image.
I got to disagree with you wholeheartedly. There's not, other than the stretch picture, I haven't seen it makes me uncomfortable.
I'll turn your chair and show you if I could move my arms. But they're just hanging. They're like two noodles hanging off my... I don't know what's happened.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hi.
So I've had this since I was a little... Mom never believed me. And the pattern on her wall at work is these like little bumps. And I passed out when I'm looking at it, and she said I was, and she had no idea what it was from, but the texture of it, and textured fruits and eggs, and they have all those little holes in them from the air.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, did you passed out from looking at what?
Well, it wasn't wallpaper. It was like a wall. It was like plastic, and I was touching it, and I passed out.
To do, and this doesn't exist. This would be a worse reference than trying to talk load pods. But, like, I think back to, like, old school cars, like my dad had, like, an old school car, where it's to the back seat and looked up, lining on the roof of the car on the inside, where it had all, like, those itty bitty little holes when you looked up. Like, that's the only thing that I could think of that has, like, that many little.
It's almost
like a cushion.
If you put all the pins, like, you know that thing in, like, the 80s and 90s where you put your hand?
Oh, yeah, and like, you would push down and would leave, like, your hand face?
That's horrible.
What about Pinhead from the movies?
No, thank you.
All right, very good. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Can you raise your arms yet?
No, and I just tried to type with my nose.
Are you so a
we need to move on because nothing's working. Soon I'm going to lose control of my entire body.
You know what? His body's working because she's creating
my histamines. Isn't that weird?
I've never had a hive in my life.
I get them all the time. I got one yesterday.
From what?
Eating cherries.
That gives you hives? That's like an alert.
Very common.
Getting hives from eating cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting one right here?
No.
Are you sure? What is that?
So.
Now I shouldn't have said anything. No.
What is what?
No, you've got a bump coming in right there.
Where?
On your chest.
Freckle.
Diane, it wasn't there 2 minutes ago and now it's getting redder.
It's not red. Oh, it's a little red.
Look at that chin.
God, please go down. When you look in the mirror, please go down.
I got this one right here, right on the side of my nose.
Oh, I saw it.
Did you see it yesterday? I tried to pop the white off of it this morning. Yeah, no, it's bad. That one's bad.
My limbs may not be working, but I'm still good looking.
I love what a mess you two are.
So itchy right now.
How about your chest? That's where you ought to be worried. That third nipple over there. Follow-up phone calls, please. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Yesterday, anything from last night, it doesn't matter to me. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning. XL102 after Elliot.
An earlier stalled vehicle removed between 9 Mile Road and Mechanics on the interstates. Chippetown Expressway in good shape. No current listings for collisions, stalled vehicles, or delays on the side streets.
Our biscuits aren't made from the cabinet. You still have an instruction manual as written in a code you need to be a member of the Swedish embassy to crack. Our biscuits are made from bakers. Wake up at the crack of dawn to transform buttermilk and perfect golden brown mound of hot buttered biscuit. Get two made-from-head steak biscuits for $3.50 at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not included.
Escape the life. Step into Club Rouge. Between fun and fantasy blur, 7 days a week. Club Rouge recruits the most exciting ladies who've left to entertain her too. Club Rouge is downtown Richmond's only gentleman's club. Open every day for lunch until naughty night. Visit bachelor parties. Club Rouge is that safe place you've been seeking. Drop anytime at 15th and Main Street. Main Street. Shop Lip. Or follow them on Twitter at Rouge Club RVA.
This Father's Day, get Dad assist the jobs he takes on. Dot tools. They're guaranteed for life. So no matter what dad's working on, his task. Available only at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides foot irritation and controls odor. A superactivated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters stops the odor.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time, right?
So it's important to always bring along something.
Right, like a few bottles of needles of New Mountain Dew.
Tyler?
BK, did you drink my dude?
Love their citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
In those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dew Shine made with real sugar. Besides this one, the D was part of my stash anyways.
All the Dew Shine in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Well, hey, I still got 5 bottles in my jack. Mm.
10 bottles in the back of my amplifier.
Drink. Hiding Dew Shine, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dew Shine?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where?
Fridge.
Fan. Never looked in the...
With the clear citrus flavor of New Mountain Dew. Available legally for the first time.
We're fueling a generation and celebrating a way of living. Introducing Mountain Dew, Dew Shine. Smooth, clear dew with an old school set. Grab Mountain Dew, Dewer. Mountain Dew, Dew Shine. For the first time.
Gear up for summer driving season Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care and save $100, $500 or more. Visit care.com or see store for full details. Offer valid June 11th through June 14th. Minimum purchase required.
November is hurricane season. One can predict what's coming. One thing is certain. It pays to be prepared. O'Reilly Auto Parts is to find the things you'll need. We carry hundreds of items you'll find during and after the storm. Flashlights, batteries, gloves, tape and tools, tarps, bungees, and gas cans, roadside kits and flares, even large necessities like generators, automotive batteries. So think O'Reilly for your supplies. We're close, convenient, and known for our every excellent customer service. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day. Every day.
Loving at Wawa with all club sandwiches just $4.49 for a limited time. Pump up your lunch with the spicy turkey club. Made dinner statement with the roast beef all out with our new turkey veggie ranch club. With 9 hearty varieties all stacked high with the freshest ingredients, it's time for any Wawa. Now just $4.49. Gotta have a Wawa. See store for details.
Elliot in the Morning Bling. WW Washington. WRXL. Elliot in the Morning.
She wake me up morning. You know I love to make it clap like we in New Orleans. Poppy on me, yeah, she like to ride, like to put both doors off.
It's Elliot in the Morning. Quick reminder, we are doing a charity motorcycle ride. We'll be doing that on July the 4th. We're going to do it with Dave Grohl from the morning of July 4th in Elliot's. 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. So we'll all get together. We're going to meet up at DC Brow Brewing Company in the district. Everybody will meet up there. Our buddy Chef Jeffs, he's got breakfast for you. The design team behind Foo Fighters have made up your rally and ride t-shirts. You'll get one of those as well. Live music for you out at DC. We'll all hop on along with Dave Grohl. I can't wait to see his bike. Said he was shipping it out there.
Yeah.
He did mention he has a couple of them.
Well,
I would expect that. And we'll all ride with Dave Grohl. When you get to RK Stadium, you get yourself a VIP parking area and a special entrance into RFK Stadium for the Foo Anniversary Blowout. Foo Fighters, Joan Jett, the Blackhearts, Heart, Trombone Shorty, LL Cool. Hey, music out there. You can, tickets are available. Your money will go to Beneficies. We are FAM, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. If you need any information, need a link to be able to get your ride. Facebook.com/EITM online. So we look forward to four. By the way, if you already have tickets to the show, you can still ride with us. All that information will sense once you get there. Facebook.ITM online. All right, follow up phone calls, please. What's wrong?
Once we've moved on from, you're no longer legally allowed to send us a tweet or post about it or even a snap on Snapchat. It's done. Stop.
I didn't even mention the sight of a pomegranate cut in half. It will send Tyler through the roof. I didn't even mention that. No, that's done.
Please.
That's
love to get back in the lounge, but I can't. I'm just looking at the outskirts.
I'll call 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5546.
Elliot.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Sean. I live in New Orleans, Louisiana, but I'm an expat.
Remember? You, Sean?
You just said something about not talking about something once you've moved on, but my wife doesn't have a function. She has to put, like a cup, if she's drinking something, she has to put it down flat, exactly, to put a cup down from take 15 times. To try and get it sat down flat, like with the whole bottom of the cup.
So she can't, like for example, I understand.
Like
what
if
you're
one
saying.
Side, right, if one side of it touches,
right.
First, she has to pick it up.
Just put a cup down. It's the just because of the angle, the odds are the front part goes down. I totally get that. She has to put it down completely flat.
Completely flat. Or she'll keep it the way she's gonna do it, like 15 or 20. Take a sip. And when I first met her and she did it, she thought she was lying. It was like a made up thing, an affectation or something, but I mean, we've been together for 18 years and it hadn't stopped.
By the way, I'm trying to do it now with a coffee cup. It's impossible to put it down where it's just completely
flat.
Right, it is.
That's impossible.
I know. It's really hard for her with like a soda that has you know, like five on them.
Can I ask you this? If she gets something, is it only if she puts it down or is it if anybody puts it down?
Like if I do it, it's not like something where if I do it, she has to pick up my drink and do it.
If you go out to eat somewhere, I mean, is she like a child where, like, who's got like a really full? Does the waiter just put the cup down and she just leans over into the straw?
I've never actually seen her. I think I think it's the noise. You know, like if you lay it down flat and you put it's a, like you can hear it. You know, it's not like a click click. You know, it's the noise, I think, is what it really is, if I think about it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you other than you married a bit of a freak.
A lot more that's freaky than just that,
bro. All right, dude.
Hey, Ellie, and also, while I was on hold, another fell over on the Pennsylvania line, so you should get your truck and get up there.
Wait a minute. So was that the Beltway that here in D.C. that flipped over? There was a potato truck.
Must have been the one.
Yeah, no. That thing, when I was had the entire Beltway at one point. But, yeah, I heard that the whole potato truck had flipped over. Anyway, listen, dude, I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Hey, you got me later. All right, a couple of other things real quickly. Did you see who's smoking again? President Obama.
Oh, really?
At the G7 summit. Of course, it used to be the G8 summit, but since Russia wasn't invited, it's the G7 summit. So he's in the balcony talking to Peter from, don't know where he's from. Pack of cigarettes.
You sure those cigarettes aren't non-alcoholic?
And then here he is on... That's what they're saying it is.
Has the White House had to come out and say that he's smoking an alcoholic cigarette?
All of the reporters yesterday were worried about them getting escorted out on lockdown. Photographed alongside Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and the Cugini. In a quiet moment during the G7 summit, they stepped out on a balcony to talk, a pack of cigarettes, and started to hear whether Renzi is a smoker himself. Told you he's still smoking.
That he's had a rough go over there.
Leader of the free world, you're smoking. By the way, nobody would.
Are you kidding?
Who's going to criticize him for it? You think that man isn't under stress? Like him or hate him, he's under stress.
They said one of the reasons Christie couldn't be president is because he and the surgery didn't take.
Yeah. Okay.
We saw the softball photos, Diana.
Yes, he
got criticized and beat up for drinking possibly, maybe, a non-alcoholic over there.
Yeah, why? What about that? So what? The guy had a beer?
No, people thought it was non-alcoholic. It wasn't that it was alcoholic. So I'm saying...
Oh, people were mad that he had a non-alcoholic beer?
Yes. Come out, including the distributor of that beer, to say that it was alcoholic.
Can't have a president who's bad enough the vice president doesn't drink. Remember the beer summit? He was out there with his butler. So people were mad that it was a... Because when I first saw the story, I thought people were mad because he had a beer that... And it was like 11 o'clock. White House denying non-alcoholic lager. Dude, you can't win. You can't win.
A couple of sips?
Who cares?
Yeah.
No, Diane, that's not...
I know.
The point is that... It does sound like people will be upset. People upset that he was drinking.
Wasn't drinking.
Possibly drinking. It turns out he was drinking.
All right. Oh, he was... Okay, if he was drinking a bit... Don't give me none of this N.A. stuff.
Are you sure it's a pack of cigarettes in his hand?
What is that? That's a pack of smokes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pack of smokes. Because I always said... I want to see who the highest ranking member of government is. Boehner's the highest level. He's right back at it.
Yep.
I'd share a butt with him. Totally.
Cheryl's going to be mad when she sees that picture.
You know what? Whatever, man. I'm overdoing the G7 summit.
Go tend your broccoli.
I saw Renzi, and he was like, hey, let's have a smoke. Sorry, I'm discussing ISIS. Sorry, ISIL. Going to have a smoke. So I saw that. The other thing, I have two medical stories. One of them is an update from a story that we had discussed, which was the where was the roller coaster crash?
England.
Was it
an awful one?
Yeah, it was the one. I just want to update. I just bring it up because I know we talked about it, but one of the people that was admitted to the hospital, they had their
leg. Okay. Lost limbs?
Remember, some lost them at the scene. Yeah, there was a teenager, I think it was an 18-year-old, 17, they took him to the hospital, crash on the Smiler. And, they ended up having to have their leg amputated. Imagine?
Sucks. I mean, you're just, like, going out for the day, going to have a good day.
I just went on a ride, man. Riding some fun. I mean, I'm sure going to get something from the park.
Oh, yes.
I mean, and, like, passes.
You really want to go back?
I go back to an amusement park.
I go back to a different one. I wouldn't go back to that one. That one's had a lot of problems.
Well, that ride. A lot of problems. And then the other one, and I love these. Actually, I just like to bring... Off again.
What?
Tyler. This matador.
Is that the same guy?
Different matador.
Oh.
Different matador. But he was putting the spears into the bull, and he had both hands up to put them in. That bull ducked his head and lifted. Went.
Right in his chest?
No, right through my scrotum.
Oh. That's that bull move.
Right into the scrotum. Yeah, no, they had to rush him out of there.
And I use that term lightly. It's going to get a bad rap.
and then, tell me you watch of the guy. I should have pulled it up from the beginning. You know how every so often we'll get in the debate as to whether or not you're supposed, when the police tell you to show ID, whether or not you're supposed to do it, or whether it's illegal for them to do it, and it starts over whether it's legal or illegal. Uh-huh. So there's a guy in Houston, or somewhere in Texas, Addison Police, which I'm not sure where that's a suburb of, named Scott Richardson, in a 40. And the cop, as can be, walks up. The guy's got his window just cracked a little bit, a couple of inches, so that he can hear the cop. Keeps going on. The cop I don't know, 100 times. Jeez, may I please see in registration, please? And this guy just keeps going on. Oh, I need to see your supervisor. I'm assuming, do you have a point? And this goes on, by the way, 2.5 minutes long. I watched it twice. On, and just doing everything possible. And he's talking into his walkie-talkie, telling him being combative. I mean, not screaming at him. I'm assuming this is an illegal detainment. You know, my, and he starts going through all since he shouldn't have to give out his license. And no, the police officer, as a police officer, the state of Texas gives me the right, you don't have any rights. Needling.
After seven.
Needling.
And after 7 minutes?
Bashes his window, opens up his car door, and drags him out of the car. It's great. It's great. And you do. You look at the comment and go, you lasted 7 minutes longer than I would have. Because I would have bashed it out. And he gets so angry. And you could tell it's just, it's building. And the cop could not be. And this, and you do. About 2 minutes in, son of a bitch. And he's just going on and on. But is that, and like, I get it, like, from the people that are like, well, they're not supposed to be able to pull you. This guy's got the spiel down complete. And you hate him the whole time. You hate the guy. And at some point, you want to go, dude, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Big deal. Everybody's gotten busted for speeding.
No. Part-time lawyer.
Who? The bloody horn from the Matador. But you got to do yourself a favor. Video is such a piece of garbage. Now, I don't know if the cop ends up ultimately in his window and pulling him out of the car. I mean, he bashes the window and then opens the car door because it's locked. And then just takes the guy out of the car. And he's like, oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Oh, now you got your baton out. It's like just going off. It's like, oh, my God, dude. Give the guy your license. You want to do it later. All time, he is just chirping and chirping, chirping and chirping. And you hate. To the point where I would never do that.
You wouldn't be the guy off of the cop. Yeah,
give him your lawyers.
You've done it enough.
I'm going to do it. My keys are on. Like, I've already done
my
own thing. Yeah. I'm ready for him. Ready to go. But anyway, that video is... Anyway, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, I need to qualify another person. Remember, we're giving away a trip to... We'll give away the grand prize on Friday. I guess we'll head to Austin for the Austin Festival. Takes place over 2 weekends in October. You will choose which weekend you want to go to. That's completely up to you. So give me one quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news next.
Early morning. Bleachers. Cell session from the Virginia Museum.
I wanna get better, 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 better. I wanna go, set your roller coaster.
See the videos and photos now at X.com. Up next, Global Animals this Saturday. Strip down for an intimate session at the Capitol Ale House Downtown Music Hall. Keep listening to Win Your Weight in Your Weight Power Guitar Center. Presented by O2.
From Nissan of Richmond. Stalled vehicle in Chester, Wester Road. Otherwise, no problems on the side streets. Chippenham, 288 and the expressway. Good full volume, no delays, 95, 295, and 64.
This report is brought to you by Subway. At Subway, you can make your morning the best morning at 8 fresh with everything you love, like Chipotle Southwest sauce and green peppers, or any of your favorite freshly baked breads. Find out why people love Subway breakfast.
Actual Cap Center experience.
I said I'm the only company that had the process that made me feel comfortable applying for a mortgage loan. I was trying to get the lowest rate, and Cap Center let me get what I wanted rather than forcing what they wanted. The speed of the Cap Center process, thanks to me, helped me lock me money in the long run. The people were friendly and the process was easy, and I ended up with a mortgage. Plus, I got a free cap. That could have improved the Cap Center loan process, which may be a cigar and a newspaper afterwards. I'm Richard Morrissey, and I...
Well, that micro closing costs and great rates, yulipner.com, or call 804-968-5000 for a free quote. It's quote based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at access.org. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Fletcher, and I'm coming up on 1 year with talking about him on the air just about every day for the past year, and for good reason. They changed everything for me, and I think it's so important. I will go see them. If you're looking to get out of traditional tobacco products, Jay Taylor and they've been there, and they genuinely want to. There's not businesses that can say that. Believe me, they mean it. You dip or smoke, you're thinking about making the switch, they'll help you with the transition, answer any questions you might have, give you the right device, the right flavor, the right levels to make the transition super easy. And get this, to show you how much they want to help. This is a dual EVOD kit or an email kit, and get 10% off your entire receive a bottle of free juice. Special sale of the week, purchase a 30 milliliter bottle, 6 milligrams, and get a second bottle for $11. I can talk about it all day. How better you'll smell. But the best thing, voltagevaping.com, right off to Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center.
Give. Or keep. Okay.
Do you know a doctor?
A landscaper.
A math tutor.
Do you know a house painter? To paint a
boom taupe. No taupe. Thumbtack new. The perfect. I'll train bow.
Make yard up.
Every skill under the sun to take you from to.
helps professionals to accomplish any few questions about what you need, and Thumbtack will send you quotes from the best professionals in your area. It's been easier to tackle your personal problem. No matter what you're looking to accomplish, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but you get the idea. Oh, and Thumbtack and Tack and more skilled professionals. So visit thumbtack.com.
With our new spicy tequila mango smothered burrito, we at Qdoba choose both sweet and spicy. A tropical storm of flavor raging across a tangy tequila sea. A burst of mango, barquila, a wave of smother that knocks you to your seat and makes you say, wow. We unleash this daring pairing because we're Qdoba, and we choose. So grab your spicy tequila mango today.
Sometimes scratching makes the best music. With Summer Jam from the Virginia Lottery, scratching could win you $150,000. VIP music experience, wireless speakers, and a lot. VALottery.com for details. For deep look, the hottest games. Summer Jam from the Virginia Lottery. Tune in. Game, prize one at 816,000. Odds of winning extra prizes depend on number of entries received.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beat Dr.
Rhythm One Morning Show. Elliot in the Morning. Excel 102.
You get the pinch you down from him. Pinch you down from her. Her always before, but you down. Get down from him. Shake it down. You always, always shake it down. Get to the point and point to the open door. Get to the point and there's the door.
Was I right, though? Isn't that guy a dick?
Definitely the cop. And you know the cop's going to get in trouble for that.
Probably, but you know what? He held in there a lot. In there.
Sir, I'm going to need her.
Okay.
You're going to need to see.
I've got to get into some news. After that, we'll get you qualified to Austin. The city limits music. That grand prize trip on Friday. Don't forget, our buddy Jeff Ross will be on with us later this morning. It's Comedy Central special, Jeff Criminals, live from Brazos County Jams. That will premiere on Saturday night. Also, he's got a couple of shows coming up. This Saturday, I know he's at Bonnaroo, and next at the National in Richmond. So Jeff Ross will be on with us a little bit later on, and then like I mentioned, looking forward to Bert Kreischer will join us in the studio. Diane, let's get into some news, please.
The search for those two convicted murderers who escaped from state New York is focusing on a small town close by. Two men walking along a road storm, the sweep in Willsboro, didn't turn up any sign of David Sweat or Richard Matt, but police say they were working to continue to get hundreds of which have been coming in and would have more officers in the area who've already been working this case. They're starting to focus a little bit more attention. Supervisor Joyce Tilly Mitchell. There is a word.
This is that.
Yes. So she, obviously, her husband does too. But apparently she was in cahoots with evidence that they have been able to glean in looking through her phone that there were some calls made to, from her phone to, associates who died.
Oh,
it was also that apparently Richard Matt, who I believe is the one getting continually described as being well hung.
Is he the older one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that he sort of wooed her in order to sort of relationship developing
right
between the two of them. And that, you know, thought there was something going on. Obviously, everybody's like, that dude's con man. He had no intention of taking anything further with her.
No, he got exactly what he wanted.
And
from
he was
her.
Able to get her to help them escape, you know, whether she supplied.
No, not at all.
It's, forget that is whether there was anything physical or not, but is essentially emotionally cheating on you to help a killer get out of jail. Oh my God, I'd be more.
I believe he had no idea what.
I totally believe that.
What his, was to. So, and obviously her son has, you know, come out in her defense saying that there's no way of engaged in any.
Right,
sort of
well, that's blind love for your mom. Yeah. I did read that the, two famous people who have been through that, there's more, but the two that I stumbled, Robert Chambers, the murderer.
Yeah.
And Flavor Flav.
Oh.
Have both done time in that facility.
Also, the police officer slamming a teenage girl to the ground and raising his gun toward others during a fight at a Texas pool party has resigned. Actions that local police, defensible. Local police went on to say when talking of Eric Casebolt that our training and our practice, saying I had 12 officers on the scene, 11 of them performed a core training. If all they have to go out and get a new carry-on bag, new guidelines from the airlines are recommending hiring smaller carry-on bags to free up space in the overhead bins. That would mean that many that are now wouldn't be in the future.
Even some of the bigger ones that people are taking on and getting the evil stink eye from this Kaylee.
That's my bump out.
I don't know, 2 days, Kaylee had a bag that essentially was going to need its own plane to get down there.
Kaylee is still suffering. Stare.
Didn't you, I'm not lying, when we went to New Orleans, we left on a Friday, came back on a Sunday. Didn't you say you brought 5 pairs of underwear? Probably. 5 pairs.
There are 2 B's in that word. I didn't hear either one.
How are you, 5 pairs of underwear? Where? Oh, you easily could have been there for a week. I don't know what you thought that you were going to need 3 additional days. Because the Friday pair you already had on.
Changing outfits.
We did. I don't dress up to go to the beach just to get that shot. What's up, baby? 5 pairs of underwear. No wonder that suitcase is so goddamn big. Well, Kaylee's underwear is huge. But this is a total. This is a total scam.
Another way for them to make money because scam. if you're size, then you're going to pay.
Even said, well, it's kind of up to each carrier to decide if they want to do it. Well, you know, each carrier's.
I want to make more money,
and they've already think of one name of like a luggage company. You know, they've called all the luggage
Tourister.
American Tourister. That's right, and you know they're into it, and they want to so that it's part of the new say cabin okay on them. So like you'd have a little tag on your new bag. You're cool to bring it on the plane. What a freaking scam. Oh, God, I saw this story yesterday. My blood started to boil.
Josh Duggar appears in the Washington, D.C. area, Arkansas, moving truck spotted outside the hill where he lives with his kids. Rumored they would be heading back to be closer to the rest of the family. He recently resigned from his job with the family replaced in D.C. of marijuana in Colorado, leading to the creation of centric businesses, the Lort that is opening up next month in Durango.
Oh.
170 acres, able to get weed there, but they can bring their own pot onto the grounds and use it. Lort activities will include things like marijuana cultivation workshop, more traditional things like hiking. Did you see? I don't want to comfortable again after we got through that whole conversation.
Oh, did you slice a pomegranate?
No. Million yellow spiders spreading out all over the U.S. Did you see that? It's awful. People are posting photos of them. They've got trees. They've got them on the door handles into their
what
cars.
What is it from though?
In the morning, these little tiny spiders stay clumped up in a ball. Feel as though they're being threatened. They kind of go running out everywhere into a swarm.
Oh, like porcupine quills.
And then they recede. No, but they're little.
No, I get that. But why?
Like that awful video of what you thought was just a big hairball, and then somebody poked it, and it was a jillion spiders.
But
oh,
what?
My.
I don't understand what's causing it. That's just how they live.
It just happens to be. But there's all of a sudden these pictures that have over the internet that show spiders hatching from their eggs in the summer after being laid 9 months ago. They actually grow to become bigger full-size spiders.
I'll have to check those out.
Sports, the Cleveland Cavaliers topping 96-91 at one lead in the best-of-seven finals. LeBron James leading the Cavs with 40 points. Game 4 is coming up Thursday. That'll still be in Cleveland. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight in Chicago with the Lightning leading the NBC Sportsnet. Giants rookie pitcher Chris Heston threw a no-hitter last night against the Mets.
That's
the best ever and the first one in baseball for this season.
You want a trivia question real quick?
Hmm.
No. This is a good one. Kid's a rookie. Last rookie to throw a no-hitter?
Boy.
It's a big name.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Casual.
Yes.
I almost said fan. Man.
The
Cash know it.
The
with Cash know it.
No, you know what? It's not. It's not big as like Justin Verlander, like Max Scherzer, like, or CeCe Sabathia, or Clayton Kershaw. It's not. It's but you should definitely know the name.
Pass.
What's the team?
Red Sox.
How?
Bruh.
7-8 years ago? Say again? No, you should know. The beauty of it is who he did it against. No, no. Oh. F-U-O-R. No, no. That Orioles. Is. Orioles. Oh. All right, come on. Who was it? Throw a no-hitter. Played for the Red Sox. Was a member of the Red Sox.
Yeah, we got that.
Did it against the Orioles. Two rookies. I mean, he's not the only rookie that's done it. Rookies who threw no hitters. A lot of them happen against the Orioles. Clay Buchholz.
Wouldn't have gone to my head.
Oh, come on. You know that name. Yes. Okay. But that's a common name. You should know the name Clay Buchholz. Yeah.
The new.
You should. No, no.
Did his wife
name.
Do something?
His wife? What did she do? Like, pull.
Or was she hacked? Who was hacked?
Oh, you know, he's right. I think you're right. I think that was Clay Buchholz. See, you should know him. I think you're right.
Yep.
Was it pictures of them?
Good for you.
She was shaking up over
it. Nice recall, Tyler. Yeah, there's Buchholz was your last rook to throw a no-hitter against the Orioles.
A's third baseman Brett Lowry sending flowers and a note to Tanya Carpenter.
I like that question.
Yesterday, she is a woman who was hit a bat at Fenway. Last I read, sending my thoughts and prayers, hospitalized in Boston, but her family has publicly thanked Lowry and the note.
By the way, he was really nice. Like, they were very appreciative and said that yours are the only ones that were keeping, like, by her bed. Mm-hmm. Like, they were really, really nice. Really, really, really sweet.
That Yankees 6-1 last night. Bryce Harper get his 20th home run of this Pujols from the Angels. Hit his 536th career home run last night to tie him for 16th place all time, with Mickey being out the Red Sox 1-0. EA Sports announcing that Russell Westbrook is going to grace the cover of NBA, doing their best to catch up with NBA 2K16 that will feature Steph Curry on the cover this time out. That's sports.
Cool.
Need cash? Call Virginia at 855-216-6555. First Virginia can provide you with a loan up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere Visa is accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever you need online. There are no annual fees, maintenance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-555. Getting the money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is a financial services center. We're open convenient every week. Our helpful associates are committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-6555 or visit find a store near you. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia Services Center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license and Visa USA Inc. Card exceptions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
To Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Yeah, I've had it, I'm hurting. Last song came on the radio, I could hear it on. So I took the long way home, so I could end it all.
866-2-Elliot-235-5468. Call me right now, I am going to qualify you. Austin, Texas, for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. 130 bands on 8 stages across 2 weekends in October. Prize, you and your guests will decide which weekend you want to go to. That's up to you. Gotta start by getting yourself qualified. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Call me right now. We'll qualify you for our City Limits Music Festival.
Elliot in the Morning.
This is the sound of real buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. Listen to how thick and creamy it is. This of real buttermilk being mixed up. This is a Miss Symphony. This is made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit with thick cut applewood smoked bacon patties. For a limited time.
I love my car. Me, we've come so far. Whoa, whoa.
love my car. And I cookie stars.
If you need a title loan, give Check City a try. Virginia's trusted financial resource for over 25 years, now up to $25,000. You know, 15 minutes to get the cash you need at Check City. Get the cash.
Hey, it's TMO, and I know a lot of you think of H.H. Gregg, and you think household appliances. That patio, summer ready. H.H. Gregg, all secret spot for patio furniture, grills. Gregg's got it. Got it. Hundreds of refrigerators. Gregg's got it. Plus, next day delivery. Gregg's got it. And right now at H.H. Gregg, get a 24-month special financing. Plus, save an extra 5% when you use your H.H. Gregg credit card. Visit hhgregg.com. Top brands, low. Subject to credit approval, next day delivery. Taxes only. See store for details.
It's the Hot Deals on Cool Wheels sales event only at Rick Hendrick's Chevrolet Buick GMsman. You too, visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Shortcut Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles, 7,000 free on vehicles to choose from. Get up to 14 grand off Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off Grand off Equinox, and 2 grand off all Malibus. With 72 months, plus 2 grand off all 2015 Camaros, Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off Acadias, up to 6,500 off new Enclaves. Heat up your wallet while saving some cold hard cash. New HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC and Ritzy Richmond, YouTube driver.
All discounts based on MSRP. Dealer retains all incentives and down and $1,388 per thousand with approved credit.
If you're a member of Navy Federal Credit Union, what it feels like to have a financial institution that truly cares about you. So, what better way to show a friend or family member that you care that experience with them? And just to sweeten the deal a little, when you refer a friend or family member now through the end of June, you'll both get a cash buy and join. And that's because as a Navy Federal member, you already know about great benefits like our bank features and live 24/7 member support. Plus, all June long, receive a bonus for refinancing your auto loan from another lender. And get a credit when you open a account. Navy Federal Credit Union is having to show our members we care about that future. So, share the good news with someone you care about today. Visit NavyFederal.org/refer for details. Open to everyone in the Armed Forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, Federal Union, message and data rates may apply.
Face, Bombshell has the best room in town. Voted best men's haircut, we will have all your gentlemen turning head for its practically painless waxing and sugaring. So get your groom on and turn your Bombshell.com, baby.
A stir on scene of a collision. It's West Thunder Road to Chester Road. Otherwise, no problem. Chip Nam, 288, and good shape. Light travel volume, no 25 and 64.
Elliot in the morning, XL102.
Yeah. When I pull up to that back, I'm too good with the words watching bad track. All I know is mother. Legend, it's too late for my city. I'm the youngest reppin'. Oh my God, my God, my God. If I die,
to Elliot, 865-5468.
I'm a first.
Hi, Elliot, good morning.
Hey, Elliot, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Listen, I'll call you to head to Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. Two weekends in October. So I will qualify you by giving you a copy of Foo Fighters' Sonic Highway, so you get that on me. Now you qualify for the grand. We'll give that trip away on Friday, all right?
Sounds great.
You have a 5% chance of winning that. So we got a winner on Monday, Tuesday. Obviously, we got one today. Then tomorrow and Friday. And then Friday here, we'll give away the grand prize. Hold tight 1 second. Kaylee will get some info from you. And best of luck winning the grand prize.
Thanks a lot.
You got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me. So, yeah, tomorrow and Friday, we'll qualify two more, and then we'll have our 5. And then one of you will win the trip to Austin. For Austin City Limits. Don't forget, coming up later on this morning, take more tickets for you to see Chris. And Jeff Ross will join us. You know what? Let's just say about 2 hours from right now. We'll talk to Jeff Ross. He's got a gold medal premiere on Saturday. Saturday, Frost Roast Criminals live at Brazos County Jail. It's good. Watched it last night. Jeff Ross will be on with us later. So I'm reading about this guy yesterday, and I want to say this scam has to exist in the United States. This is out of Europe. And by the way, this is so easy, and it's so nice. I'll just give you the headline. Airport con man who made $1,000 a month by ripping off travelers, after 15 years.
And he was just working at the airport?
Well, he didn't work at the airport. He would just go to...
How did he rip him off?
Let that settle in.
Steal the money.
Yes!
But how did he get it?
So he made $1 a year. 15 years. So he would go up, to somebody. So he dressed, right? And he reported, and he bounced around amongst, like, he wasn't like, oh, I got to go to their airport today and this a little bit. Like, he was in Germany. He was in Amsterdam. So, like, he would move around. And obviously the airport's in Heathrow and...
Gatwick.
De Gaulle? That's France.
That's France.
Whatever. So anyway, he would show up at the airport, like he would have on, he would dress as they would start, with like a jacket, didn't have a tie on, but he would go up to them that his flight had just been, he needed to be rebooked on a flight. It was going to cost $45 for him to rebook his flight. And he would go up to him and go, listen, my name is whatever, and he'd get it. He had a passport to them. And go, listen, I'm legit. If it were me, it would be like, my name's Elliot Siegel. Here's my passport. So flight. I need to be rebooked, but my credit cards aren't working. It's going to cost me $45 to rebook. Would you mind helping me out? That's the scam.
That's it?
$22,000 a month.
He made that much money doing it. He didn't then mug them?
That is the scam.
No.
That's it.
It can't be that simple.
And he would just basically every
$2,000 a month for 15 years is what the guy made. That's the entire scam.
Wow, people are very jealous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Elliot, here's my passport. I'll rebooked on a flight. My bloody credit cards aren't working. You mind 45 catch my new flight?
Airport security, there's a guy.
Yeah.
Putting on a fake accent for money.
So, two things. Well, so anyway, he's finally been caught.
How did they catch him? Was it somebody who complained?
He never changed his method. And they're not working. He like well-dressed him. There were six different European airports. He told him that he missed his flight or had been bumped from a...
He have the money. What?
He needed $45 to rebook. Home to Newcastle, England on his passport.
But wasn't he well-dressed?
Yeah, he was dressed well.
That would have looked suspicious.
Cash on him?
Yeah, but your credit card.
Oh, you didn't hear me. My credit card's not working. Well, that's what he said.
There are little holes, not enough to make me uncomfortable.
Though. His credit card wasn't working, he'd say, but he'd give them his real name. He would also give them a Yahoo and say, listen, I'm going to give me your information, email me here, and then I'm gonna pay you back once I get back to Newcastle, which really he never did.
Dang.
The article goes on to rip people apart and goes, no airline would let you change your flight for $45. Well, you don't know that. I've been on a flight before. They did it for
free. Discharged against what was
that? Tyler, he's not really changing a flight.
I'm saying hints that this guy was con.
5 years ago, a quick-thinking man snapped a picture of his past, wondered been swindled. And he goes on and talks about he did his job very convincing. He was going to send me his contact details. I took a photo of his passport when I felt sorry for him and hoped he got home. His picture and identity were put in the press, including from a writer from The Economist, him $45. He was talked about in forums where his victim short sightings. That didn't stop him. Back in 2009, he actually went online and said, can't handle it. At least I give you the choice to say yes or no, not like some people out there.
So he sees some sort of news on the comment section?
Yeah, where people were going after him. He was just like, F you guys.
Himself?
Yes!
So he's like the serial killer who clips.
So anyway, so he's finally been caught and has been taken in. He's in Germany. He was 10 months in prison and banned from Germany for 3 years. I ask you this, though. Illegal.
It's just like essentially panhandling, right? Is that not legal there?
To me, it's more than panhandling. There's a little scam behind it.
But he didn't rob you. You know who this reminds me of? See, and I had the professor.
Oh.
From,
yeah, where was he?
He was from Chicago.
You gave him money.
Oh, technically I didn't. Hennessy did.
Okay. But there's been more than one instance like that where
he was a professor from Northwestern. Professor, he was well dressed.
He wasn't the guy in the blue.
Wasn't the guy in a tracksuit.
No, there was a guy in a blue suit that you talked about at a gas station.
A gas station. I didn't give him any money. Scam. Didn't give him any money.
Told
myself.
You gave him money.
No, I did not. I knew. I sniffed him out quick. The professor from Northwestern, who was at a hotel outside of a hotel when Hennessy and I were walking in, he needed $20, and I gave. Well, Hennessy gave it to him. I gave to him Hennessy. It's a whole thing, but Hennessy was the con.
He's got all of Hennessy's information.
Dave@yahoo.com.
And yeah, we got swindled out of $20. Same. He went to the wrong hotel. He needed to go to a different one. And he needed $20 to get out there. And Hennessy and I had a metro, and he didn't understand.
And he's just like, oh, come on, I got my money.
No, this was before that, when we were trying to just tell him how to take the metro to get where he was going. Easier, $20 for a cab.
It would just be easier.
Right.
Yep.
It's dwindled when you're just trying to be nice and help people.
That's true. That's why people prey on people. It's like the guy that was going on when I went to that O's game, saying right. that he needed money for some sort of...
Yeah,
and he saw him do
one.
It.
That's an easy one to sniff out.
The
I
next row over,
out.
And Scott went back and got his money back. Threatened to harm him. And he was like, oh, I make so much money from all these stupid people.
Scott tapped him on the shoulder. But three things. Number one, does this scam go on here?
It has to. Because it takes not. It makes it illegal. Not.
You feel like that's jailable, though?
It's fraudulent.
A lot of things are fraudulent.
Yeah, yeah. And also illegal.
I just feel like if they would have caught the guy who took Hennessy and I's money, the professor from Northwestern, like, I don't know. Yeah, you do. And he's right.
Yeah, he's teasing it right
when
now.
When he posted online, you got ripped off and can't handle it, at least yes or no. I am. It's the same thing with the guy who was swindling. I'm mad at myself. Sucks. I'm not mad at him for being a dick. Well, I mean, I am mad at him. Like, should he go to jail for a year? Yeah, of course he should, because he got my money. But then there's the other part that go, well, you said yes. Like, you didn't have to give him the money.
Yeah, but if dishonest people preying on people, or, you know,
it's the
way
bad
of others.
Preying on the good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Aggravating. And
yeah.
That's why people stop giving to people who legitimately need help.
What are you doing?
I'm checking someone's map. People, it would have been, the number's crazy to have that many people, especially $45. It's a lot of money,
yeah.
Someone.
But it's...
No, it's not.
No,
that's
no, no.
A lot of money.
No, yes, it is. It is. However, it's cheap enough, though, where if you really help anybody fly home, where you're not buying them a $300 plane ticket. You know, where you go, oh, I get it. Everybody's had to change flights at some point, and there's usually a charge or a $100 charge. So, okay, he's not lying. Like, it's a believable dollar amount, I guess is what I'm saying. That's a believable, where it doesn't feel like he's trying to take advantage of you. Think how busy airports are. See, at the right time, I bet I could show up at the airport and swindle 10 people today. I guarantee you. I'd have to put on something nice.
You'd be more credible if you were...
I don't think they're going to help the guy in cargo in the morning t-shirt on. But I bet I could swindle 10 people at the door. Story.
Same scam.
Sad.
Yeah.
Although, I'd probably need a haircut.
100 people a month.
That's a lot.
Isn't that crazy?
It's two a day. Oh, no, that would only be... That never mind.
Your math.
That's roughly 60.
Just check Paula's math now.
Never mind.
Let me see if you were right.
Don't say that you're a...
Never mind. It's about 20 a day. 20 a day. That's a lot.
Yeah. 45 a pop. It's not like a panhandle. It's loose change on a bill or two.
That is a lot when you think about it. That's a lot of people to swindle. But I just told you I could do 10. Yeah, I could do 10. I bet I could...
10 people?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No way.
Oh, I bet I could. If I'd have to clean up.
What year did this guy operate?
Just got caught.
Yeah, but for scam, like, it was a different time.
2002. If he's
it was
here,
exactly
2000.
That's not a different time. I thought maybe this extended back and it was just...
Whatever, Kaylee, I'm trying to do it. The math isn't coming to me real quick.
Hold on to that.
Whatever.
Hi, Mark. Hi, I had something gas station.
Pushing a lot. Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, so I was at a gas station, and something they said, I'm going to go see my daughter. She just had a baby. That's my Jaguar over there. None of my cars, and can I have some money? I'm like, you know, it just seemed really strange, so I said no. But he asked everybody, and he got a ton, and then he just left. Far away, but you could tell.
Yeah, well, he had to go see his baby. That's what I'm gonna do, hang out at the gas station.
Yeah, he had a flip phone.
The
like, you're not driving a Jaguar with a flip phone.
What though? That kind of sack him in. Of I'm not all wrapped up. I'm doing what works. You know, almost. That
oh,
almost,
I don't need all the new gadgets. That almost, I just need your money.
That almost helps sells it. You know what I mean? No, it's like, you know, he's homesy. I get it. I totally get
homesy.
I got to go get a flip phone when I go to the airport today.
Yeah. Clues you in to this guy, the defendant, Elliot Siegel Khan. And he had a phone. We're in court.
Oh,
I'm testifying against you.
Oh, you didn't know that based on my flip phone. Whatever.
Well, you shouldn't yell at the person on the
screen. He passed it. All right, very good. Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, bye.
Talk to you later. Yes, Tyler.
Sean on Twitter says the most he'll ever give anyone in any situation, no matter the context, for he will give you $45 if you stop bashing the Orioles.
They bash themselves. All right, you know what? I'll take that for the day. I won't bad rap the Orioles. Why would I? They just see? Look how I'm there for you.
Elliot, I got scammed.
Oh, it's the worst feeling in the world.
By a fifth boy for $20. Said it was him. Next stop, he was chased by security.
No, this is the problem. And you know what? I'm kind of proud of it. But I have a nice heart. I got to Western. I got to New Orleans.
Oh, with
well, the one guy gave the beads back. Gave him money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm too nice.
And a cigarette.
Or you're just taken advantage of easily.
That's because I have a nice...
Well, that's one way of...
I want to help people. I'm a helper. I'm a fixer. I'm a helper.
Yeah.
And because that's why I'll be able to scam 10 people at the airport later today. I'd probably just give them the money back. You know what? This hurts me.
No, you take money out of the bank and say, look what I got.
I'm going to keep on walking. That's what I am.
All right, let me do this. Kaylee, will you ask? If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I get right to you next.
Elliot in the morning. She's little, and she looked up.
I am the hero.
Demo's ticket bomb on XL102.
It's not your fault. You think Aaron Bruno's going to let me perform with him? Whatever. It's Timo, and you are getting in to see AWOL Nation take over the National on the 16th, all this week at 3:30 with Timo. I'll get you backstage to meet the band, and one lucky winner's getting hooked up with an autographed tour poster, early entry, and you even get to raid the merch table. 3:30, you're listening for Sting, or you can drop your name off at XL102.
Watch more crash up in Northside as Elliot Chain and Grove at Strawberry. Also getting reports of a collision Lee Street at the Boulevard. Reported for 95 South from Parham all the way down through Hermitage and northbound 288 from Midlothian.
Sir, today I'm tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, help in the morning.
I wish coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your bread and sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a meat with McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got you, but tell you to get an ice cold Coke.
And then you realize it's just a dollar.
Or one more Coke for the lady in line behind you.
And then you cop the number. Your taste buds deserve a bro hug right now.
But since they don't have hands, McDonald's is the next best thing.
Show your taste buds some love. Enjoy any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea for just $1.
Kelly. And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line.
He's spending a ton of time running the top.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew douche. BK, did you drink my dude?
Clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
In those clear glass bottles?
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new douche shine made with real sugar. Besides those three bottles under part of my stash anyway.
They work.
I got mine in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
What?
I
got bottles in my jacket.
No, you don't.
The 10 bottles of Spyfire?
Drank them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding douche shine, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding douche shine?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Thanks.
Do the do with the clear weight new Mountain Dew douche shine. Available for the time.
We're fueling a generation and celebrating a way of living. Introducing Mountain Dew Dew Shine. Smooth, clear dew with an old kick. Grab Mountain Dew Kroger. Mountain Dew Dew Shine. Available legally for the first time.
Accident. Will you still be in pain?
Will you be facing even more surgery?
Will you be able to pick up your grandchild?
Or complete simple household chores?
Will you be able to survive financially?
At Allen & Allen, we know that a personal injury is of your life, and we've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen & Allen. Call us.
Call 87150 today.
If you don't know where you left your wallet, but know your oil drain fan is in your garage, on the side by the filter, Quest Auto Parts is for you. That's parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life High Mile and the CarQuest Standard Series filter for only $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
This is Benny.
Greetings.
Benny does not have a way with particularly when it comes to describing his haircut.
A fat top flohawk? Just give me a bowler's cut.
The good news, Bumbling Benny, is that Great Clip Styles can figure out exactly what. Because last time, they took clip notes. Detailed notes on your haircut that any s*** can access. Because they know your haircut.
That music to my eyes.
Good effort. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Come together at IHOP for new summer stack-fired pancakes like rich and decadent blackberry peach cobbler, sweet and creamy banana pudding, and summery fresh blueberry lemonade. Try IHOP's new...
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat. When I wake up in the morning, I have a life, 2 sugars, and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, that's why I love. As the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people. Pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
From the top in the morning building to Washington, WRXL, Richmond, to Elliot and Elliot in the morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you much for holding on through the break. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 6. Good morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah.
This is Ann from Richmond.
Richmond, how are you, ma'am?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to, last year I was at Walmart down here. A guy and his aunt approached me. I had my 3 kids with me. Their story was, we're from Roanoke, and we ran out of gas, and they had the empty gas tank to prove it. And my wife, it's summertime, so it was hot and everything. And that was the scam. Now, of course, I'm gullible, so I believed them. And all I had on was a couple $100 bill.
Whoa. You gave them $100?
What do you have going on?
I did. I absolutely did. The next day, and lo and behold, guess who is in the parking lot? Yep, and they still run the scam today. I haven't even to date, like a month ago.
Though, the worst
I don't know what their scam is now, because his wife isn't pregnant, and their scam is now, but I have seen a lot of people like, hey, they're scammers.
The worst part, really, we're doing something nice, and I bet when you pulled in the next day, and you saw them out there, you were like, oh.
I thought I was being nice. I mean, pregnant kids, I understand how it is to be pregnant in the summertime,
You are a nice person. I'm a nice person.
I can't believe you did a lot.
Okay, Diane, like, all of a sudden is like jumbo balls over there.
Diane's going to do that right after she Italian chicken dish.
No, I'm saying if you saw them approaching somebody else, the person in the next line over at the parking lot, that guy was a scam.
If Scott wasn't there.
Would I have done it by myself?
The answer is no.
No, because that guy probably would have hit me.
Right, so your parking lot.
Well, I didn't know myself.
Exactly. I'm out most of the time when I'm at one by myself with my kids. So that's a situation that I don't want myself in, having them emotional, and all I've got to defend myself is, I'm no person to begin with, so.
Yeah, see, I'm not. But I'm just a good person.
No, you just give them money.
No, please. Sorry, I want to help, but I would mouth off. I would totally mouth off.
I just
But you do. You go home and you look in the mirror and go, I got to harden your shell, dude.
You do good in other areas.
Well, what was it? Just,
I had a dime.
Haley's mom just said that she got it at an airport from some guy who needed $45 for a hotel room.
Yep. I was surprised. I feel like she'd see through that.
What, Kaylee's mom?
Yeah.
I know, with as much as she only gave her five, though. Way to stand tall.
Joke's on you.
I don't know. Total sum. I guess it was 42, and she gave the guy a five, and then dollars. Yeah, because your mom, he's not trying to profit. That's a scam. Your mom went for it. She is generous. She got a good heart. Hey.
God.
By the way, I'll never help another professor. And that's the problem.
Only professors, though.
No, what professor from Northwestern who needs money? You know what? Never help him out.
Different university.
Yeah, really help him out. Yeah, I'd be there for him. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line three? Hey, good morning.
Elliot, I got scammed out of $300 in a gas station parking lot.
Fucklers!
Yeah. It was off of one of those stereo systems that they're selling.
Oh, but dude, you didn't buy the speakers, did you?
Yes, I did, and I've been using it for five.
Wait, you've been using them?
The same stereo. However, a year later, some guy tried to scam me again, and he did. And I got out of my car and went after him. And he peeled out of that parking lot so fast.
I don't feel like you got your system for $300.
I did, but I looked it up afterwards.
It's a huge scam. I had that just 2 weeks ago in the grocery store parking lot. Some guy was like, man, you know what? Last delivery. Close to here, you need a stereo? No, I'm good, bro. He's like, nah, come on, it's cheap. Saw right through it.
Well, I looked up the brand later, and it says most of them are full of sand, and don't work anyway.
All right, dude, I appreciate it, but I still go back to, and this is where I feel good. You do have the opportunity, but it's the lie. Even though they're not stealing your money, it's the illegal.
It's the con. It's the scam, yeah.
Because they're not legal. Yeah. Well, yeah, they are. But people lie every day.
And little white lies.
But if I hold up as...
Diane can't be arrested for claiming she can cook that Italian dish.
Oh, she's being arrested for that.
That is not a lie. It's a lie.
You said you were going to come in here and make it today.
I didn't. I don't have a stove.
I don't see stove. I told you I'd get...
Drag a stove up here.
I told her.
Okay.
I'll have Menino bring in a burner tomorrow.
I need an oven.
You don't need an oven? Cook it on a stove.
No, I need an oven. I says cook it in an oven.
Then you know what? I'm going to see if Menino can get me a portable oven.
Okay.
Okay. Right now.
He's not going to get you an oven.
I bet he will. To see you cook, I bet he will.
Why? So what? I don't cook. I'm not like I know how to make that one dish. It's not like, who cares if I can't cook? I'm not ashamed about that. Who cares?
No, because you lied.
It would be a citizen's arrest. Cuffer. Cuffer.
Oh, in the sand? I got it.
Just because you can cook on a grill doesn't make you some wonderful chef.
And in an oven.
Right.
And with a light bulb. Hi, Elliot. Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kristen from Frederick.
Hey, what's up, Kristen?
Hi, so I was at a bus station and this guy came up and he was like crying and everything and told me he needed $20 to get water in New York to his house. And he showed me a couple pictures, gave me a petty story. And I passed two cops into the bus station, pulled money from the ATM and gave it to this guy. And then he thanked me, turned around, and sprinted in the other direction.
Sure.
And then the guy just gave that guy money, did you? So you watched me do this.
Yeah, so why didn't they arrest that guy? This guy who was doing it at the airport, he's been banned from Germany for a year.
Exactly. They could have said, don't do it. He does this every night with it. And then once she came out, another guy came up to me. He was like, if you give me $10, I'll tell you where he went. I can do that one, though. So.
Yeah, no, because they ruined it for you. They ruined it for you. All right, thank you, ma'am. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Richmond.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I was calling with the hammer because I have lived around with a coping mechanism for it.
Okay.
So what you do is somebody begs for money and the money has, you offer to go with them to the gas pump and fill up their car for them. If they fill up your tank, I'll go fill it up. So then, you feel good for offering, but at the same time, if they offer, no, I just need the cash, they're a scammer.
me.
Yeah, wouldn't you take you up on it? You're going to get in a car with a stranger?
They come to you in a parking lot. Like down here, we have Kroger's and they have gas
stations. Yeah, right. It has the gas station that's attached kind of on the parking lot or the rim. Yeah.
For groceries. I'll say, I'll go shopping with you. I'll buy you a basket full of groceries.
Sweet. Load those into my van that I've parked on the backside in the loading dock. I would be less apt to do that. I'm not going.
What?
No, I'm going with somebody somewhere. Because then I'm convinced that they're just going to roll me.
Steve, go to the checkout counter. They go there. They go on.
Have people taken you up on that? By the way, if I were the scammer, I'd also be like, I'm free. Yes, I'll take it.
And groceries. Trees.
And.
People have. It has happened to me dozens of times over the years, and no one has ever taken me up on it. They just say, no, I just want the cash.
Oh, well, then you know scamming you. Good for you.
Exactly.
I can't knock it. I just gave the guy from Northwestern money.
I'm not scared. I'm not going to just give you money to go away because you're confronting me.
By the way, wait till my comeback with tomorrow.
Airport today.
Dulles, yeah. The bigger international airport going right to Dulles, where it's all busy down on the bottom. Bucks a pop. I'm aboard. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, it's Chuck from New Orleans.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
What's going on, man?
Yes.
First of all, that airport scam, you got to figure if there's 10 airlines in a small airport, he's only got to make like $60 an airline. Like, nobody would catch on to that before he left.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good little scam. I might be trying that before too long.
It is a genius scam. It really is, because every ounce of it is believable.
Yeah, it's awesome. If he every time he gets $5, he lowers the amount.
Well, that's the scam that Kaylee's mom bought into, was lower. All I got to do is move on to another family and get myself $45.
And then we got a guy down here that bet he's a homeless veteran. I don't know who did it, but now there's a sign about 13 feet up, so he can't re-pull where he begs that says this, he is not a veteran. Now he begs underneath that sign every day. I don't know.
Can I get a couple extra ladders?
I'm trying to get a picture. I'll send it to y'all's Twitter.
Man, but wouldn't you just move?
Yeah, why do you stay on that corner?
It's like the
probably aren't the brightest. I was begging underneath that sign.
Awesome. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Yes, Tyler.
It's the unwritten rules about territory when it comes to
your
probably
spot,
his
I have
spot.
Mine. Yeah, no, I've been here. I've been selling my wares here the whole time.
Instead of panhandling for however many hours a day for that time, learning how to climb. Did he say he's only 13 feet up?
13 feet, that's it. Get a stick, you can knock it down. Hey, by the way, so is it illegal to, it's not illegal to panhandle, obviously.
But not everywhere.
But this is what they do. Yeah, because it's a con.
Yeah. That's right.
Boy, is it smart, though. That's a really good one.
Yep.
$20,000 a month. For 15 years.
Let's see it, guys.
By the way,
how did he live? For like a family, or did he live lavishly?
It doesn't say. I can tell you this. No tax.
Yep. Well, that's another problem.
Why? You don't have to declare that. You don't panhandle money.
Who's making over a decent amount of money?
No, you don't. If you're a panhandler.
Are they going to get him now, though, that he got busted for having to report past earnings?
You don't know how much I made. Did you see me get that money?
$20,000 a month. Clear Channel Radio. iHeart Media. Shake that tree. Now he's.
No, you know what I mean? Come after me. That's what I would tell the government. I mean, they already know how much it is. It is. I told you that you were going to make $250,000 a year, and if you get caught, all you got to do is stay out of Germany for a year and do 10 months in jail.
It says another thing. This is money earned from panhandling.
No!
I'm not saying people who passed right in here.
So the guy in New Orleans underneath the sign that says he's got to go fill out a 10-plea.
Most people who do beg live below the poverty line.
Well, you know, of a bitch fake professor from North Laird.
This says actually one client of this tax. Not only does she have to pay any money in taxes, but she actually got a fairly stunned because she qualified for the earned income number of other credits because she
perfect. That's awesome!
Look, if you listen fun. Closely, handlers running to H&R Block and Block, I'm sure that motivated them to file.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Anthony from New York.
Hey, what's up, Anthony?
Hey, I just wanted to see, did he have any, because if not, come up to me.
It doesn't say anything about restitution. The only thing that it's, In January, he sold the same sob story to a woman at a Munich airport. She gave him the cash. She'd been ripped off. Searched for him online. After discovering who he was, she reported him to the Munich police, who caught him at the airport 2 days later while he was trying to steal a woman from her money. The 42-year-old has since been in police custody, sentenced to 10 months in prison and banned from Germany for 3 years. Nothing about restitution.
Take the money.
Yes, it's a great job. $250,000 a year.
Why not?
Wait. Other than you, by the way, you're another 10 months, and so what? I'm not going back to Munich anymore.
I'll do ten months of money for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's a win-win for this guy. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, brother.
Take it easy.
You got it, dude. Talk to you later. All right.
Morning. Elliot in the XL102. Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of music in Richmond.
Maybe,
but probably not. XL102. 2 hours of music free from its freakest tees. XL102. Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Rich. Travel volume still an issue. South from Parham through Bryant Park and northbound 288 from Midlothian to Huguenot Trail. And at Panetta Drive, also collisions Grove at Strawberry, Lee Street at the Boulevard, and up in Northside. Watch for a crash. Azalea at Chamberlain.
This report is brought to Richmond.
The all new Nissan has changed, but one thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan dealer in Richmond. And to celebrate on our history, right now get a 2015 Altima for just $17,995. Visit Nissan of Richmond.
Short pump. Nissan Regional Sales Ranking CYTD 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Our biscuits aren't scratched like that cabinet you still because the instruction manual is written in a key to member of the Swedish embassy. No, our biscuits are made from scratch. Like biscuit bakers wake up at the morning to transform buttermilk and flour into a perfect golden brown mound of hot buttered biscuit. Get 2 made-from-scratch country fried steak biscuits only at Hardee's. Restaurants, tax not included.
Hey, it's Ellie. Adrenaline fix. Get on the trips now. Right across the street from RIR, you'll find their indoor quarter-mile turns and see how they take your friends, take your coworkers, take everybody. Get an authentic racing experience right here in Richmond. Also, fishtailing your turns. Complete. Pull up the website and take a look for yourparts.com, and we'll see you on the track.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of Dushan.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
BK, my Dushan.
Well, I love that clear citrus glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushan made with real sugar. 30 bottles under my seat were just part of my about 6 more bottles of Dushan in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Wait, I still got 5 to 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you got to do a better job of it, like I do.
You're hiding Dushan?
That's right. In the fridge.
Man.
Do with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally.
We're fueling a generation and celebrating a way of living. Introducing Mountain Smooth Clear Dew with an old kick. Grab Mountain Dew today at Kroger. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first.
A worker asked me to cover for him. Tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't have kids. He doesn't know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, shown that Geico has been around for over 75 years. Why didn't I know that? That is huge. 75 years of experience and knowledge for my benefit. Now I know. And now you know. And now I have one less coworker.
Geico, celebrators of great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over 5 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge on you. Geico could save you on motorcycle, RV, and boat coverage, and they offer area and federal discounts. Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
Geico, to get a free rate quote, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Just in time for summer, every Wawa Nala Freestyle. Come in now to come in one of your favorite brands like Coke, Coke Zero, Dasani Water, Sprite, and many more. You're good for diet, decaf, fizzy, or fruity. Wawa's got you covered. Plus, you can customize any drink with options like grape, cherry, lime, and so many others. Are quenchless. Well, now available wherever you Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
Switching wireless carriers. Metro PCS would like to say, think fast. Right now, 4G LTE smartphone just for switching, sales tax not included, like the LG Leon LTE. You also get unlimited data, talk, and text in 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Thinking fast, that is fast. Now at Metro PCS.
Limited time offer. Excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Tired of us to take and save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why Insurance Doctor.
Now, Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
your new boyfriend? Royce.
Oh, yeah. Top feel to it. Quick nice. Mr. War, Mr. Worldwide. Take over.
Girl, he is timeless. Yeah. Girl, your body got me like, oh, my gosh, oh, my God. Oh, my, my. And you're making me earn it. Yeah. Earn it. Oh, my gosh, oh, my God. Oh, my, my. Nothing fake, fake on you, so real. Drop look, can't help how I feel. I love it when it's baby, back, back.
Love it up like it's truly wrong. Love it up like it's truly wrong.
Make it smile, back, back it up.
Truly wrong, love it up like it's truly wrong.
Oh, I wish I was stronger, but you're making it harder. Oh my gosh, oh my God.
In the morning. Yeah, coming up a little bit later on this hour, I'm going to give you tickets to go see Chris Cornell. That show not till October. You're fine. And then about an hour and 10 minutes, hour 15 minutes from now, Buddy Ross will be on with us. A new special on Comedy Central. It'll premiere on Saturday. He did it at the Brazos County Jail. Also, two dates real quick, quickly on his tours. He'll be at Bonnaroo this Saturday, and then a week from this Saturday, he will be at the National with our friends there. It's a little bit later on, and then, like we mentioned, tomorrow, Bert Kreischer will be here. He's flying in. He's got the improv all weekend. Him. I hate to go all in because the last guy was from me. It was from me. This guy is from Greece.
Back it up one more time.
I feel bad for this dude because this would be my luck. What is this? If something is old, how old is that? What is a millennia old? Old? He labels something as being
1,000 years old.
Would that be right? If I had a vase that was a millennia old, that's 1,000 years old. So, I mean, I know that it was at a museum where this happened. This going through a museum. Looking by this vase that's on display. It's a millennia old vase. Dude tripped. Vase.
Like, legitimate.
100%. Like, not dicking around.
He's not the team market who pretends to slip while carrying.
No.
He actually...
The dude actually fell, tripped, and hit the vase and damaged it.
And it wasn't behind any sort of glass?
Not at all. And they're hoping to get it back on...
So, is he going to have to, like, is it you break it, you bought it? I mean, or you break it, you pay for it?
Well, you can't pay for a millennia old...
Are they going to...
Things 1,000 years on pay. I just fell into all this stuff.
Is he going to... have to or no?
The action of the vase that needed to be restored, the museum, prehistoric Minoan era vase, is being repaired and they hope to get it back on display soon. No, it's not the guy. Well, you can't charge me for that. It's an accident.
Yeah, people fall down. Something's worth like, you know, $4 million.
What are you going to do? That happens all the time. I would bet.
A good lawyer. Museum's fault for not having it better secured.
Okay. All right.
If they were going to go down that.
Not with Tyler where it is, you know, the accidental slip and stupid friends when we were younger. Can you break in the department store before they make you leave? Like, I would imagine. I mean, museums.
Who want to learn something?
Old people.
That's not entirely true.
For the most part.
Was it an old person? Kids tours.
If a kid breaks something, you go after. Like, if I'm running a museum, any museum, I don't care what it is. If I'm running a museum and some kid's like loose and not like following the break, then I'm going after the group. You should have. You get some older couple that like looking at stuff and they trip. Or even if it's just trips. You can't go after.
Jared went to the Met Monday night.
Tyler. No, I don't think I've ever slipped and hit anything valuable. I don't even done that.
No.
You, Okay, hitting him in the teeth does not count. No, but you know what I mean? You know,
yeah, I don't have a story like this. Well, this is obviously
extreme. You're not going to have a funeral piece that you took out.
Oh. Panic or something maybe wobbled.
I feel like that's... I had to have done that at some point, although I don't go to a lot of museums.
No.
But no, I mean, you could still, like, be around, like, famous stuff. I will tell you this, Yes. If I'm around anything that's got up on the walls, like real art, I won't get anywhere near it. Because I'm afraid I'll touch it.
I fear that you're going to be, like, getting comfortable and put your hand up on the wall to leave.
That I would. But there's no. That I won't. Art does freak me out a little bit. If something's hanging on a wall, not like at somebody's house, but like if I'm at a place where it's some pictures on the wall, that I'm afraid of it. Like Tyler's looking at a pomegranate that's cut in half. But I don't want.
And Caleb.
I don't found that. I'm afraid too much bad. Like I could never be close to like the Mona Lisa. I could never matter
behind glass. You're not getting anywhere.
Doesn't matter,
within
Diane. People stab Van Gogh and goes
accidentally like.
Yes. Did he put a hole through
his fist or his arm through a painting?
Did he fall? Did he strike a point though?
No. Like it was a complete accident.
Yeah. It was like a famous like I don't 30, know if it was like a I don't know. I'm trying to sound.
That's no. The by the way, I know you saw it. That's who they're honoring with that throwback. Not the Allen Iverson era.
That's no, it. I feel like it was. Okay.
How much was it worth?
Yes, $38 million.
I kind of clued you in because I said I thought it was 30.
Oh, did you? You didn't even hear that.
Well, you heard it.
How much was it?
48.
Holy crap! What did he do to it? Did he have to buy it?
Put his elbow. He just put his elbow through it.
Oh my God! That's worse. Holy crap!
Had the left iPhone. It was just a set stumble elbow.
Could you imagine?
So he's people over, and he had just purchased this, you know, Picasso painting, $48 million, and he's telling all of his friends about it. And I guess he's got his.
That's why you can't stand close to.
He's got TOSA, which affects his peripheral vision, and without realizing it, he had backed up a couple of steps, and he makes a gesture, and his elbow. And he said, "You could hear it." 2-inch tear. Oh, S.
You know what? A little bit of tape on the backside of that, you're good to go.
This guy's...